one penny for the day.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. This is the Shadrack Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrack Community Hospital.
And we are live here at Cardinal Field. Chase Thompson here with you, the brand new voice of the Chadron Cardinals. With me tonight, I got the former voice of the Chadron Cardinals. And before I let him talk, I want to say this to Jeremy. Jeremy, thank you so much to you and Dennis for bringing me aboard here for Chadron High School Sports, giving me my first opportunity full-time in this business. I'm a veteran of play-by-play and color of high school football, basketball, everything that there is. It's my first full-time gig in sports. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's be honest. The older you get, the harder it gets. And so just time for somebody else to step in, a little fresh blood. We're glad to be on the air with you for the 24 season as Cardinals get ready to open up here at home against Broken Bow.
Cardinals last year, they did make the first round of the playoffs. They fell to Ashland Greenwood in a trip that you yourself made. Watch them fall. And they also lost a lot of players after that game due to graduation. They're going up against this Broken Bow team that did win in their first round game last year against Douglas County West before going to Wahoo and losing to the Wahoo Warriors. We're just under 30 minutes from kickoff here at Cardinal Field. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back, talk about this Cardinal team a little bit more. You're listening to Cardinal Football on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Have you driven through Wallstrom Ford's lot and checked out all the new inventory? This is Caesar from Wallstrom Ford letting you know that we have several new vehicles in stock, including Super Duties and F-150s. Rebates are starting to come back around, so stop by and see what kind of deal we can put together for you. Not all buyers will qualify. See store for details. That's Wallstrom Ford, the Valley Store, East Highway 20 in Chadron, online at wallstromcars.com.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you, getting you set for Chadron. Chadron Cardinals taking on the Broken Bow Indians for the season opener on a warm, late August Friday night here in Chadron, Nebraska. Jeremy, last year the Chadron Cardinal team, they had Brock Berry, who was a solid quarterback. He's graduated. They also had two wide receivers, Trey Hendrickson and Gage Wild. They're graduated. They got a new look team on the outside, but they still return a very experienced offensive line.
Obviously, what you're going to get with your piece is, yes, you have that offensive line who's a little bit better, and Coach Sandstrom, I know, has already expressed to you maybe a little more confidence in their abilities this year. You still have one of the state's top, and I think I can say that.
There's a reason I waited on him.
Yeah, the state's top running back. You have both the Wright twins back this year. You have Buskirk back. You have some pieces. The only kind of question mark is now it's Tobin Landon's time to take the reins at quarterback. I assume that's who will get the start here tonight. It's going to be his turn to take the reins. How does he handle first varsity game under the lights here on a, you know, you say kind of warm here, 80 degrees compared to what we've had lately?
Yeah.
It feels like fall outside already to me. Maybe that's me trying to think it into existence. But I'm really curious to see how the new pieces fit in with the upperclassmen, the line we talk about, the Quinn Baileys, the Wrights that, yes, they're sophomores, but those were sophomores that played an entire season. You have a full experience. You're not a young guy anymore when you kind of talk it in that terms. And so I'm curious to see how the new blends with the old and what the 2024 version of Shatter and I looks like.
So I want to talk about Tobin Landon a little bit, just introduce the people at home to him a little bit more. He's a sophomore. He did play in a couple of varsity games, had 4 passing attempts last year, went 0-for-4. He had a few rushing yards as well, but he's a lefty. So he's personally my favorite player, as I'm a southpaw myself. But with him, he has a little bit, he's developing is the best way to say it, a little bit under on the arm strength, a little bit on the mental side too, but he's developing as a quarterback. He's young. He's only a sophomore, which is in the 15-16 year old range. So there's still a lot of room to grow, but like you said, they got Quinn Bailey, Mr. Well, I'm not going to say 2,000 yard man because he didn't quite touch it. He was just 3 yards away, but 1,997 yards last year. It's realistic to think he has an opportunity to crack the 5,000 career rushing yard mark this season.
Yeah, you talk about losing that experience with Gage Wild, Trey Hendrickson as your wideouts last year, and so now the focus does become, I think, even be it the run game or the passing game, Quinn Bailey's option number one. And I'm curious to see how many times Coach Sandstrom leans on him. How many carries is he? Are we going to stay in the 20 to 30? Or are we going to get to 40 carries? You know, how many carries a game are we going to get with Quinn Bailey? And that's really what I'm curious to see is how many times does Coach Sandstrom put it in his hands tonight, or how much does he, you know? The other thing I want people to be kind of aware of is, you know, if you see mistakes from someone like Tobin Landon early, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I wasn't criticizing him by any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely.
I was just trying to describe that he was
absolutely
a developing quarterback.
He's going to, and you have to have patience with that. Okay, he comes out, maybe throws a pick, fumble, whatever. How does he look next drive? Who's in his ear on the sideline saying, okay, this happened, it's not that big of a deal, we're going to bounce back, get it on this next possession. How does he do? It's really the comeback possessions for me that I want to see from Tobin Landon.
That would show a lot of maturity. I watched him play a little bit of Legion baseball over the summer. He's an incredible athlete. I can't deny his athleticism, which is only going to increase his run game a little bit tonight, which I think we're going to see a lot of misdirection, a lot of option-type stuff out of Shattern tonight. When they're going up against the Broken Bow team, though. And I was talking to their broadcasters earlier, the Maryland Eye, we've talked about it on KCSR. You talked about it during your game earlier this afternoon, which, by the way, was a Hay Springs win over Paxton. We're not going to see as much of the Maryland Eye tonight from this Broken Bow team as they've run in the past, but they still have three running backs listed in their starting lineup as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they use that look. And really, we may be out of here by 7:30 at this point.
These two teams, Broken Bow last year had under 400 passing yards, and Shattering, of course, Quinn Bailey.
It'll be interesting to see the contrast. That's all I'll say.
We'll go ahead and take a break here on the Shattering Community Hospital pregame show. We'll be back here on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattering Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Arrow Building Center has over 100 Wadena entrance systems, one with your name on it. Wadena entrance systems are made in America, and their focus is on quality, performance, security, and selection. Wadena entry doors come in your choice of premium steel, fiberglass, or wood, built to withstand the weather and add to the personality of your home. Stop by Arrow Building Center and take a look for yourself. More styles, more colors, more designs from Wadena entry doors and Arrow Building Center. And don't forget, if you're not a do-it-yourself kind of person, Arrow can help you with installation. August is Wadena Door Systems at Arrow Building Center.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatham, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson getting you set for Shadron versus Broken Bow night here on 610 AM KCSR and our website shadrad.com. Let's get a look at our Skywatch weather this evening right now sitting here in Shadron. According to my phone, it's sitting at 89 degrees. We're going to cool off to upper 70s, lower 80s by the time this game rolls, gets down to the nitty gritty. Sun might still be out even if this game just gets played on the ground like we expect it to be tonight, but it's not as hot as it's been in the past, and thankfully, some that you and I have talked about, there's no chance of thunderstorms in the forecast.
That'd be nice, and here's what's great, a little insight into the officiating crew we have tonight, is for this crew to kind of throw a flag, it's going to have to be an egregious penalty,
yeah.
Something that maybe would make a difference in a play, and you watch for things like that. You know, you kind of talk about officials want to flow to a game, too. It makes their lives a little, you know, they're not out here just to throw flags all night. Contrary to popular belief, as you watch Nebraska-UTEP tomorrow.
Or even Chatterton State Kearney last night. There was a lot of them last night.
Yeah, these officials want that flow, too. It's like I said, as this game gets established, both teams we anticipate will lean on the run pretty heavy. And that's every official's perfect setup is run the ball, keep the clock running, just kind of that nice, easy tempo to it. And it should be a nice night. You say temperatures could fall off into the upper 70s by the time we're done here. I know it's still summer, but it feels like fall in my blood.
Well, if you look under the weather tab at our website, shadrad.com, you'll know that the hundreds might be on the way here shortly. They're doing the coin toss right now, so let's go ahead and take a break. My interview with head coach Michael Sandstrom coming up next here on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
We're back here on the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you. Now I have head coach of the Chadron Cardinals, Michael Sandstrom. Michael, you lost both your starting quarterback and both your starting wide receivers from last year's team. Introduce us to the new stars on the outside.
Well, you know, we had a lot of good young guys coming up. You know, Braden and Bryson Wright played a lot of football for us last year at receiver. They've been improving all the time, and so we're hoping to see quite a bit out of them improving at receiver. And we have a couple other seniors, Tobin Rust and also Callan Jelnick, along with, you know, several good young sophomores, you know, that might contribute as well, as followed, you know, Cole Carnahan, Mason Fry, Taven Jenkins, Jacob Winkler, and Trey Owsley, along with several others. So we have a few guys that are definitely ready to come up at the receiver position, but they're all unproven except for the rights, and so we'll need to make sure and try to establish some of that early on. As far as quarterback, losing Brock is going to be a really hard deal for us. He was a multi-year starter, very impressive, had a good command of the offense. Not even just throwing the ball, a little miss, just his calm demeanor in the huddle and how he ran the entire offense. And so we'll see how that goes. But Tobin Landon is going to step in there, and I think he'll do a really good job.
You have a very experienced line of scrimmage. How important is it to have such an experienced line of scrimmage?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Tobin's in a really good spot because there's a lot of veterans. I mean, I can't remember the exact numbers, but I think Owen West has 19 starts as a Chadron Cardinal, and so does John Centel. I think they both started 19, maybe 20 total games. I can't remember the exact number they started. And then Zane Kohler started all of last year. And so, yeah, we have five veteran guys up front, and so I think we should be in a really good place to help establish a run game and then hopefully just improve and protect the quarterback in the passing game.
You have one of the top leading rushers in the state from last year returning in Quinn Bailey. What's it like coaching a player and a kid like him?
You know, coaching Quinn's interesting because he's an exceptionally hard worker. He's earned everything he's gotten. He does everything right. So I really appreciate having him around. And so the reality is just he's a guy you just need to find ways to get the ball to. And because everybody on the other side knows exactly where the ball's going and when and all that. And so it's important to find creative ways to get him the ball. But he makes you look good a lot of times. And so I'm deeply appreciative of the things he does. And all of his teammates are happy he's around as well. So it's pretty great getting to coach Glenn.
Broken Bow made a trip to the playoffs last year, won a game. What do you expect out of Broken Bow tonight?
Broken Bow is going to be they're going to be tough. They got a kind of solid continuing coaching staff. They run a lot of the same schemes for the past several years. They found success. I mean, last year they won a C1 playoff game, which Chadron hasn't done since, I believe, 2014. So, you know, they're in a place where we want to be in terms of the success that they've had. And so I'm excited to get to play them. They're a power run team, run a lot of option and different things. And they have one of the best players in the state of Nebraska for C1 with Cal Wells, their defensive tackle. So he'll be a challenge. So there's a lot of things to look forward to, and it should be a good game.
Give me one quick key to the game tonight.
We need to not turn the ball over.
Thank you, Head Coach Michael Sandstrom of the Shattern Cardinals. Starting lineups keys coming up next here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Booth. You belong here, member FDIC Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here in the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Again, you set for Shattern versus Broken Bow here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com. Let's talk about this Broken Bow team a little bit since we haven't introduced them whatsoever. They're going to be coming out with a sophomore quarterback, Zach Johnson. We'll get into the starters a little bit later, but he's one guy I want to mention in their starting lineup. There's also three running backs, but they also got what head coach Michael Sandstrom from Shattern called one of the best players in Class C1 in Cal Wells. The defensive end, he's going to be on the line of scrimmage. He's going to be a wrecking ball all night. It's just to our right. The Shattern Cardinals are about to come out of their inflatable helmet. Jeremy, heard the Maryland eye, but this is an experienced team, especially on the line of scrimmage. These are two very experienced lines.
Yeah, like I said, we kind of talked about earlier in the pregame, it's really interesting to see the contrast. You have the Maryland eye, a definitely run-heavy kind of formation versus one of the state's top rushers in Quinn Bailey.
He's also a good linebacker, too.
Yeah. He's a good everything. You know, if you put him at center,
he's a football player.
If you put him at center, Quinn Bailey would be one of the state's top centers. But it just, you know, I'm curious to see which gives first. And I kind of mentioned that at halftime of my game today. You know, a defensive battle playing six-man football just isn't something particularly common. And so what gave first? And that's where we'll kind of be here. So what gives? What side of the ball gives first? Broken Bow or Shadron? And, you know, we'll see. We're about ready to put toe to leather in 6 minutes. And so anticipation of a new season. There's always that that first of the year, the first kickoff, the first offensive play, the first big play. We're about to get all those things.
Still got a minute till the national anthem, so let's give your Shadron Hawk keys of the game.
Welcome to Cardinal Field for today's matchup between...
For me tonight, obviously, instead of... it's just the workload balance of Quinn Bailey, first and all, and how well does Tobin Landon distribute the ball offensively. On the other side, how can Shadron address the Maryland eye?
We'll get back to the Shadron Hawk keys of the game after the national anthem. You're tuning in to high school football here on KCSR.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by. Or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. We got cut off for the Shadron Lock Keys of the Game, your local dealer for locks, safes, security cameras, access control, keys, and more.
Thank
Chase Thompson, Jeremy
guard.
Anderson here with
one
you.
Finishing off those keys of the game before you get on to your next thought here. I am curious to see how Broken Bow tried, kind of like North Dakota State last night against Colorado. North Dakota State ate up three-fourths of the clock last night. Does Broken Bow try to do that, set that pace with that kind of offense, or does Shadron? Like I said, you really different formations, but maybe similar likeness and styles and how they want to run things. So who tries to set that pace and that tempo?
You might need to ask Al Toof about what's going on right now after the game, but we had the coin toss earlier on tonight, and during that it was a Shadron win, which they deferred. The option to second half, Broken Bow would receive. Keep an eye on what's going on in here, but the official one earlier today was, I think this is just purely ceremonial, what's going on, but my Shadron lock key of the game, I think it's going to be, can you stay disciplined on defense for Shadron? Broken Bow with the Maryland Eye, you can run so many different plays out of that formation. Can you stay disciplined if you shatter with the different plays? Teams that never have seen the Maryland Eye, which is the first time I've read in the article since maybe 2019 that Shatter has seen the Maryland Eye.
His second set.
Can you stay disciplined enough and get used to it early enough? Broken Bow won't run it as much as they're used to running it, but can Shatter stay disciplined enough? And Broken Bow, can you catch Shatter being undisciplined? Can Broken Bow, you want to win this game? Everybody says you got the better team. Can you control the game enough to hold Quinn Bailey down in this game? So let's go ahead and jump into our Country Kitchen starting lineups. First, let's go with the Shadron offense. They're going to come out with Tobin Landon, number 13, a 6-foot-tall sophomore. Quinn Bailey, a 180-pound senior, number 21. Fullback Caden Busker, the 170-pound senior. Wild at wide receiver will be Brian and Brayson Wright. Brayden is wearing number 11. Bryson is number 9 and Talon, my bad for mispronouncing that. Jelinek, 165-pound senior, number 26. Out at tight end is Tobin Russ, and on the offensive line, this is a senior-laden group. Zane Cullers, 180-pound senior, number 70. Alex Fisher, a 215-pound senior, number 58. John Fintel, a 250-pound senior, number 55. Owen West, a 250-pound senior, number 76. And Bryson Bickle, a 235-pound senior. Yes, it looks like that's purely ceremonial what's going on out there. So on their defense, it'll be for Shadron on the defensive line, it'll be Zane Cullers, number 70, Owen West, number 76, Talon Jelinek, number 26, and out at tackle, Bryson Bickle, a senior, John Fintel, number 55, Alex Fisher, number 58. Linebackers are Quinn Bailey, number 21, Caden Buskert, number 12, Lane Davidson, a junior, number 8, and Tobin Russ, number 33. out at defensive back. Tobin Meyer will be one of the defensive backs. They only got three in the starting lineup tonight. Number two is Tobin Russ. Brandon Bryson Wright will round out the starting lineup for the Shattern Cardinals, head coached by Michael Sandstrom.
Again, coming to you from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth tonight, I want to let folks know that the veteran they honored tonight is one that we're a very big fan of and one that's a big fan of us, and that is Glenn Kochwar. And they honored him courtesy of Platte Valley Bank. That is the ceremonial coin toss they were doing. And just did a brief description of Glenn's service to his country, and obviously we were very thankful and grateful for that. But that's something that Platte Valley Bank either started last year, a couple years ago, and now, obviously, Glenn, not that Glenn doesn't enjoy the spotlight. Let's not fool anybody that knows Glenn Kochwar knows that he soaks up the limelight. But really neat to see those guys being honored tonight. And I think we're ready for kickoff.
Jeremy, it's 6 o'clock here on Stereo 610 AM, KCSR and Shadrad.com, based out of Shadron, Nebraska. It's time for kickoff. Shadron will be wearing their home uniforms, black jerseys, red shoulders, black pants, white numbers. They'll be going right to the left on your radio dial to begin things. Broken Bow, be wearing, oh, I forgot, Shadron's helmets are also white with the Cardinal logo on there. Broken Bow will be going left to right on your radio dial to begin things there, wearing white tops, red pants, white socks, red numbers, white helmets. Try to see the logo on their helmet, but either way, they're going to be going left to right on your radio dial tonight. So thankful to have you along joining us tonight here on KCSR. Kickoff for tonight is sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Like good neighbor Tracy Strothide, and State Farm is there for you. Whistle has been blown, and here we go. Kickoff's picked up at the 10-yard line. Fumbled around, but the returner's coming up to the 20 around the right side. He has a gap. Nothing in front of him. Here we go. Broken Bow toward the end zone. He's going to nearly get caught from behind and taking it to the house. The opening kickoff of the year is taken to the house by Gavin Carzales. But, the big but, there is a flag sitting at the near side 46-yard line.
We got one at the 36. We have one at the 32.
And they're going to call a block in the back on Broken Bow.
It looked good, but the penalty negates the kickoff return for a touchdown. And Bummer.
You don't see that often, a kick return to the house up the season, but with the first game you're going to see this kind of thing. So we'll see where they mark it. It looks like it's going to be probably around Broken Bow's 40-yard line where they'll get their first possession of the game. And out at quarterback for Broken Bow, the Indians, will be Zach Johnson, a sophomore. Gavin Carzales is their running back. Him, joining him in the backfield also is Aiden Clark and Aiden Marcon. Out at wide receiver, they have two, Coy Warden and Braxton Johnson. They do have a tight end in their starting lineup, Will Moninger. And on the offensive line, Jay Baumgartner, Sean Crawford, Angel Loyola, Drew Ellis, and Cal Wells. They are head coached by Carly Wells. They're still marking off the yards, so yeah, it'll be a first and 10 Indians for their own 45.
I think the kickoff return right there kind of lets you know the kind of speed that Gavin Carrizales has from that tailback spot, and be curious to see, you know, here we go. Here's that first taste of Broken Bow's offense.
Broken Bow will have it. Their own 45. It's on the near side hash. They're going to come out with three running backs behind the starting quarterback. You have Johnson, and it's a handoff up the middle. Gets 2 yards. That is Aiden Clark, who gets the first carry of the game, 2 yards up the right side, tackled by one of the Cardinals. It'll be second and 8 upcoming for Broken Bow. Got 11 and a half minutes to go in this first quarter. Ball at the 47-yard line. Sound like Bailey Quinn was credited with the tackle. It'll be second and 8 for the Indians. Shattern right now, they are stuffing the box. Looks like there's two defensive backs in the Wright twins playing the safety role. Otherwise, everybody's hovering up on the offensive line there. They bail out of it. 4 down linemen for the Cardinals. There's going to be 2 behind Johnson as he gets the snap. Looks left, throws it, and it goes through the hands of the intended wide receiver, Warden. It'll be 3rd and 8 after the incomplete pass.
Dangerous pass there, trying to get that slant route, and over on that far side, the corner, you had Bryson Wright, and that's one of those where if you're not on target with that pass, it gets left up in the air. A lot of times those can be picked off, but, yeah, you obviously see what Shannon's defense is going to say, try to pass. And you can see, obviously, Broken Bow coming out their first attempt, falling incomplete.
This first quarter sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted for you and rooting for you. And on that pass, I've noticed this with defensive schemes in the past. They're starting to back off 2 yards on the line of scrimmage. But it's 3rd and 8 upcoming for the Indians, 2 in the backfield. They pitch it out to the outside. That's Warren. He gets splits one tackle, gets across the 50 to the 47. Looking for a flag. I saw something flying in the air. But it is a 4-yard gain. 2-yard gain they're going to give it to Warden. It'll be 4th and 6 upcoming. We'll see if the Indians will punt.
Yeah, again, we just called his name. But that, again, was Bryson Wright coming up from that corner spot and just put the boom down on Warden right there running off the left side.
And it looks like Broken Bow is going to punt. Quinn Bailey, who does have a couple kick return touchdowns to the house to his name in the past, will go back to return for Shattern. Snap is on the turf. Kick is up from the righty. It's a high arcing kick. Bailey will wave off everybody. Nearly hits a Cardinal player before it bounces harmlessly to the ground and picked up by one of the Broken Bow players. Said the ball drive for the Cardinals will start 18-19 yard line of their own. This is a good start for the Shattern defense, giving up kick return to the house and mentally refocusing, only allowing 4 yards on the first possession for Broken Bow. Now we'll get to see our first look at the new quarterback for Shattern, Tobin Landon. Southpaw, he has a lot of experience all around him with Caden Busker. Quinn Bailey in the backfield will join in the starting lineup, but it looks like they're going to come out shotgun to begin things. 4 wide receivers near side, 1 far side. Landon in the shotgun, 3 steps behind the line of scrimmage, 10 minutes to go in this first quarter. He brings a guy in motion. It's Bailey. It's a handoff. Jet sweep to Bailey. Comes to the near side. Gets across 25 to the 30. Gets chipped up and gets marked down. We'll see where they mark it, but a first down for the Cardinals.
I like that look. What they're doing right away is just spreading everybody out on that Broken Bow defense. And now they're going to run hurry up.
Yeah, they're going to go run a hurry up. It'll be a 15-yard carry for Bailey. Give Shattern their first down in the game on the first play. Shattern slows it down. Now they bring Bailey opposite side. Still jet sweep to the far side. Now he cuts up field. Gets crossed through one tackler before he gets swallowed up by a couple of linebackers from Broken Bow. A 2, maybe 3-yard carry. We'll give him 3 for it'll be 2nd and 7. They run the same exact play, just opposite sides on the first possession. It'll make it 2nd and 7. Now they'll come out in the Wildcat, something that they ran pretty frequently last year. Bailey brings a guy in motion, and he keeps it. Runs to the left side, gets through one leg tackle, and gets across the 45. Near to the 45, it'll be 3rd and short.
What I like the way about Quinn Bailey's running so far is he's running with that momentum forward. So even as he stumbles, he's still getting himself another yard, 2 yards, 3 yards as he comes to the ground.
He's one of the toughest tackles in the state. Talking to people down east, they know about him. Ran for nearly 2,000 yards last year. 5,000 career yards is definitely within reach for Quinn Bailey. It's going to be 3rd and short, the first 3rd down for Shattern tonight. Quarterback under center. No, he's in the pistol. It's a direct handoff to Bailey, who gets 2 yards, but it'll be a 1st down for the Cardinals.
Well, I asked you in the pregame what his workload would be like. And so far, it's 4 straight Quinn Bailey carries. So I think that answers where things are heading.
You just got to be careful with wear and tear on him, especially this early in the season. You still got Caden Buskirk out there who can run it for Shattern. It's going to be a shotgun formation. Bailey on the left side here. He comes in motion across the field, stops, gets into the backfield. He runs to the left side. It's a throw right. Caught. Oh, it goes through the hands of Caden Buskirk. It'll be 2nd and 10 upcoming for the Cardinals.
And the receivers did a nice job. You could see that wall forming if Buskirk makes that catch out in the far flats and just slipped through the fingers.
It wasn't a bad throw by Landon for his first career pass as a starter. He did have 4 passes last year as a freshman. He's 2nd and 10, 8 minutes to go in this first quarter. Still no score. We have 4 wide receivers near side, same formation as they ran the first play. 1 on the far side. It's Bailey who comes in motion across formation. It's a zone read. Landon keeps it and gets across the line of scrimmage, but gets swallowed up after a gain of one, maybe two. It'll be third and long upcoming for the Cardinals.
And that's what Shadron's going to have to do with this offense. You run a lot of those same formations, but you're going to have to show different looks. You know, obviously, Broken Bow would adjust to repeated attempts to Quinn Bailey. So you have to be, especially as Tobin Landon, be prepared to tuck and run and pick up a few there on first, second down.
Well, what these formations are doing so far is forcing Broken Bow to actually respect it and not load the box. It's a shotgun snap to Landon. He looks left. He's on his back foot. Throws a dart to Bailey, who pulls it in with a sliding catch at the 39-yard line.
He was safe at first, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That was as good as it gets in terms of sliding. That's exactly how you want your quarterbacks to slide, too. It'll be a 12-yard reception for Quinn Bailey, the first reception of the year for the Cardinals. It'll be first and 10.
Also, shout-out to the offensive line. It looked like the pressure was coming towards Tobin Landon, and that offensive line just kept their hold, and Landon...
You want to talk about... Holding their composure right there. How about Tobin Landon? He had people all around him. I thought he was dead to rights right there, and he was able to step and throw a dart to Bailey. It's first and 10, Cardinals. He has Bailey behind him. It's a direct handoff to the right side. Bailey just runs right through the line of scrimmage. Falls after a gain of 3. It'll be second and 7 for the Cardinals.
He will run through you, over you, around you. His name is Quinn Bailey.
I have 20 spots for rushes, and I'm afraid I'm going to run out with him the way it's going so far. 6:30 to go in this first quarter. Scores are still zero. Studio 308, the niche and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shadron's going to come out with the I formation. Bailey as the fullback. It's going to be a handoff to Busker, I beg your pardon. He gets wrapped up, I don't know how to describe that, but he is wrapped up at the feet.
Just stopped forward motion, really.
Yeah, then got clipped up high. Is a gain of 3, it looks like. No, 2. Yeah, we'll give him 2. So it'll be third and medium for the Cardinals. They're still on schedule right now. They got to have a third and long the last time with Tobin Landon pass. It's officially third and 5 with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. Man comes in motion. That's one of the right twins. It's a pitch to Bailey, who gets the left side. Breaks through one tackle, gets knocked down. At the 22, another first down for the Cardinals, and Bailey's already up to 42 rushing yards.
100 by the end of the first.
The way it's going, yeah. But Shadron's running enough to keep Broken Bow honest on defense. They're not allowing them to stack the box right now. Just making it a lot easier to get to Quinn Bailey, and they're taking these 1-2 yard carries right now.
What I'd like to see is maybe a quick screen to one of those receivers when they run that 4-4 to one side. So, like I said, just different looks out of these same formations to keep Broken Bow back on their heels a little bit.
So Meyer will be in the shotgun. He has Busker kicking out in the wing. Bat spot. The snap goes through Meyer, Landon's hand. He picks it up, and it's a big loss for the Cardinals. Ball is spotted at the 41-yard line. It's an 18-yard loss on the bat snap.
Those are going to happen. Now, we talked about this in the pregame. You're going to have these plays that you're kind of like, what was that? Now what's the next play look like? I don't care about this one. Yeah, now we're second and a long, but now what? What are you coming back with?
I think right now you just don't want to make a mistake. You have an opportunity. If you need to punt to pin Broken Bow deep, we still have no score with 4:50 to go in this first quarter. So it'll be pistol formation with Landon in the backfield. He gets snap, looks right, throws it over the middle. It's picked up by the wide receiver, and flying through one tackle, flying through two is Bryson Wright, and he gains all but 5 of those yards back at a 14-yard reception.
Bryson Wright had that go off his hands, reached out, scooped it back in as he was getting hit, and then turned up the field for another 3 or 4 yards.
I think those twins have so much potential. I've watched them play a little bit of baseball over the summer. These two are as athletic as it gets for sophomores. That'll be a 3rd and 17 for the Cardinals. Hanging out at the Broken Bow 30-yard line. It'll be a pistol formation. 3 wide receivers near side. That's Bailey in that Busker behind. Quarterback gets it, looks left. It's another stem route up the middle, and it's caught by Bryson Wright. He goes down. It'll be a 4th and 11 after that 6-yard reception.
About 4th and 10. Oh, they marked it halfway.
So it's actually 4th and 10, yeah.
10.5. We're going to call it 10.5. We both win.
Last year, Shadron did have a kicker who was capable of making 35, 40 yarders. They graduated him. Now it's going to be a 4th and 9 for the Cardinals. It's 4th and 10. They're going to go for it. Landon is in the pistol. has Buskirk behind him. Gets snap, looks right, in trouble, throws it toward the end zone, and a mistake either by the wide receiver or Landon, but either way, it's incomplete, and it'll be a turnover on downs.
I think Bryson Wright was knocked off his route.
We'll take a quick break. Come back after this message from our first quarter sponsor, Nebraska Bank.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Late in the first quarter, Broken Bow had a first and 10 from their own 23-yard line. It was a carry by Clark up the left side. He got three, maybe four on the carry. It'll be second and 7 upcoming for the Indians. Two, under 3 minutes to go in this first quarter, which is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted for you and rooting for you. We're live here in the Platte Valley Bank Broadcasting Booth. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson, as snap is taken to hand off to the right side, getting through one tackle before getting swallowed up just shy of the first down marker. Is Warden.
Warden on the carry.
6 yard carry to make it 3rd and 2. Shadow linebackers doing work. See if they can get another 3rd down stop. Broken Bow 0-for-1 on 3rd down. Didn't get it on the first drive after a kick return to the house. Got called back by a block in the back. Shadow's defense stepped up. Can they do it here with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter? Looks like they got a different quarterback out there, Derek Novak right now, Dominic Novak. It is him under center. It's a pitch to the right side. Shadron's defense in pursuit and swallowing up the running back, Aiden Markham. Another 3rd down stop for the Cardinals, and Broken Bow is going to be forced to punt.
Shadron's defense has impressed me early on here. Their pursuit to the ball, and I talked about this a little bit my first game today. Both defenses, Hay Springs and Paxton, did a great job of lateral movement, and so far that's what you're seeing with Shadron cutting off those edges and stopping Broken Bow right now.
With the obvious punt coming out, it'll be Cole Carnahan, sophomore, going back to return. I believe I saw Bryson Wright as well. No, that's Braden Wright back there in return, along with Carnahan. Ball currently spotted at the 29 for Broken Bow. Good snap, good punt. Has some hang time. It'll be a fair catch called for by Braden Wright. See where they mark it.
About the 29, 30.
It'll be a 40-yard net punt for Broken Bow, so Shadron will have it. 1st and 10 from their own 30.
Got a little laundry on the field out here.
Oh, a little laundry. That's just past the line of scrimmage, so we'll see what gets called on this flag, on this penalty, the second one of the game. First one ruined a kick return to the house. This one will be purely field positioning.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened. I was already looking at the punt returners to see what they were going to do, and I missed what happened up here towards the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that would have been where that flag is, and it might be along the line of scrimmage based on where they threw it, but we'll see what the call is. It'll be holding on Shadron, so that'll mark them back 10 yards. It'll be 1st and 10 from their own 20. So glorified touchback, to say the least. No score. Minute 14 to go in this first quarter. They haven't marked it off yet, but it will be a 1st and 10 from their own 20.
So, yeah, this will mark it back to the 20. And those are first penalty of the contest, I believe.
For Shatter and Broken Bow did have a 15-yarder.
And those are the mistakes when you don't want to creep back towards your end zone here.
Quinn Bailey with 42 yards on 6 carries on that first drive. They're going to come out with four wide receivers near side. Looks like Bailey on the far side. No, it's not Bailey, but the guy comes in motion. It's Bailey in the backfield. In the Wildcat, he splits, shakes off one tackler, gets to the 24-yard line. Thankfully, though, on the punt, it just moved the 10 yards back, so it'll be 2nd and 6 upcoming for the Cardinals.
Under a minute left already in our first quarter.
20-minute first quarter. We play 12 minutes here in 11-man. If you tune in, Jeremy, it is a little bit different than 6-man. We play 12 here at this level, 10 and 6 man minute quarters. So it's going to be Tobin Landon in the backfield. Looks like it is Bailey behind him in the pistol. It's a handoff to Bailey, who runs on the inside, carry to the right side, across the 25 to the 26, maybe 27. They're going to mark him at the 26. It's going to be a 2-yard carry for Bailey. It'll be third and 4. And that might be it for the first quarter.
Well, it's been everything we've expected it to be, though, so far. Both teams just, you know, Shadron's thrown the ball maybe a little more than anticipated, and Tobin Landon's done a pretty good job of throwing the ball so far.
Shadron will break the huddle with 10 seconds left in the Nebraska Bank first quarter. Rooted for you and rooting for you. It'll be Landon in the shotgun. They do not have to get the snap off. They haven't seen the count yet, and that'll do it for the first quarter. No score here in Shadron. Shadron will have a 35 when we begin the second quarter after this timeout.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
No score as we begin the second quarter here at Cardinal Field. Second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Leniger. Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Leniger. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you. I was very impressed with Shadow in that first quarter. Their defense stepped up big. 2-3 and outs for Broken Bow. But you got to think, Broken Bow mentally after having that touchdown called back kind of ruined that first drive. And then Chatterton's defense just really stepped up in that second drive.
Yeah, they've made the adjustments so far. Like I said, lateral movement, cutting off the edges. They're crashing in the middle on dives. And Chatterton, like I said, I've been pleasantly surprised with Tobin Landon in terms of how he works through his progressions as a quarterback. And obviously Quinn Bailey, the workhorse back there in the backfield.
It'll be Landon in the shotgun, 3rd and 5 to begin this third quarter from Chatterton's own 25-yard line. Snap. Fake to Bailey, but it's a deep route. Thrown in, caught by Bryson Ryan. He splits through the one tackle to the 10, 5, touchdown, Cardinals. A 75-yard bomb, and Shadron strikes first.
What a beautiful touch pass by Tobin Landon right over the safety who came up to make the play on that, just right over his head, and right just kind of lofted his hands out there and outran everybody to the end zone. That's beautiful play.
Shadron, that is your future right there. Sophomore to sophomore. Tutty, 75 yards, and Shadron is up 6-0. The extra point attempt will come. We'll see if they come out for a two-point conversion. Again, they graduated their starting kicker from last year. They will. It'll be Quinn Bailey in the Wildcat. Gets snap, runs to the right side, cuts up the field, and he is short. 6-0, Shadron after the 75-yard touchdown. Three plays, 75 yards. Touchdown from Landon to right. We'll go ahead and take a break here on KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger in Shadron. Then rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
A 3-play, 75-yard drive for the Shadron Cardinals. They're up 6-0 after the 2-point conversion from Quinn Bailey was no good. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. 11:47 to go in this first quarter.
Talk about some fireworks. That one would get you up out of your seat any day of the week. And just, again, a nice touch pass, a nice concentration from Bryson Wright to turn and pull that in and eluded one tackler there and then just a foot race to the end zone.
Doing the kicking for the kickoffs tonight will be JT Obando. Broken Bow half two, back deep. Coy Warden. I can't see the one on the far side, but it'll be Obando who does the kicking. The righty sends it. It's a short kick. Gets caught at the 25-yard line. Runs into a swarm of Cardinal defenders. Aiden Clark with the return. It'll be first and 10 upcoming for Broken Bow at their own 36-yard line.
That was a lesson learned already by Shadron on the special teams there. They kept it away. Carrizales was the other returner who had the return called back, and that time they say, no, we're not going to let him try. And I thought that was a pretty quick, smart adjustment there.
So it'll be first and 10 from Broken Bow. They're going to spot him at their own 37. For Broken Bow, down 6-0. Broken Bow will have two running backs in the backfield. It's a handoff to the right side. Getting through one across the 40 is Markham. It'll be a second and medium upcoming for the Indians.
I've noticed this so far just out of Broken Bow offensively. They've definitely had a little more success rate on that right side when they run the dive or they run the toss, whereas the left side just kind of they've had. So let's see if they figure that out and see how much they play into that on which side they go with the rushing game.
So the quarterback out there right now is actually different than the start that was given to me. It was Dominic Novak who hands it off toward the right side, and the Shattern defense swarming up once again. Getting swallowed up is Aiden Clark. It'll be third and medium upcoming for Broken Bow. I haven't seen Corzales yet, Carzales yet, after he had that kick return to the house. He was listed as one of the starting running backs. No, it ended up being a 5-yard carry, 4-yard carry for Clark, so it'll be third and two upcoming for the Indians. Ball sitting at their own 45, 10:35 to go in this first half, 6-0, Cardinals in the lead. Nowak will be under center, two behind him. On the far hash, he gets snap, hands it off. Play gets blown dead. It'll be first down for Broken Bow, their first one of the game. Waiting to see who gets up before I call who had the run. It is Clark with the carry. He got to the 47, so it'll be a 2-yard carry, which was enough to give the Indians their first down of the game. It took this long for them to get their first down.
But again, like I was just mentioning, three straight plays, right side of the line. That's something I've kind of caught, that right line is where they're kind of having their success, that right side, and they're kind of catching on to that a little bit.
Carzales will check in. We'll see if that's a setup type move. A lot of times this early in a game, this early in the season, that's purely to set things up. They'll take these 3-4-yard carries, try to bust one open on the far side. So they'll come out in the Maryland eye under center. Snap and hand it off, but it was fumbled on the handoff. Running back was able to recover it and fall to the ground. That was Warden with the carry. Lucky to keep possession of that as he was juggling the give. Stopped the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and they're going to say 9, but he didn't really get anything, so it'll be second and 10 upcoming.
Nice job by Talon Jelinek there in the middle, just plugging the hole, getting the stop, and dropping it right at the line of scrimmage.
Your crowd on hand here at Cardinal Field. Still 85 degrees, got an hour of sunlight left. Second and 9 upcoming. Maryland 9. Underneath center is Nowak. He gets it in hand. Oh, play action fake. Has a man open deep. Ball is just out of the reach of the wide receiver. That was Braxton Johnson going out deep and went through his hands. It'll be 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 upcoming.
And let's be honest, Shadron got lucky there. Had that been a better pass, a little tighter to the receiver leading, that's 6 points right there, Chase. And Shadron, obviously someone missed the coverage there and lucked out.
Well, when you commit to the run, that was only their second pass of the game. Like, I mean, the defense is eventually going to key in, run too much, and that's exactly what the play action fake is designed to do. Actually, when he threw it, I thought it might be picked because it looked underthrown tremendously. So it'll be 3rd and 9 upcoming. We're going to go 2 running backs behind. Milwaukee's going to go under center. 1 right receiver each side. It's snap. It's a fullback handoff. Short game for the Indians. It'll be a 4th and 6 upcoming. Blake Corzales with the carry. His first carry of the game. It'll be fourth and six upcoming.
Warden on the carry.
That was Warden with the carry. Ken Busker with the stop, so it'll be 4th and 6. Shadron will keep their base defense out there. Broken Bow taking their time getting the play in. Bringing the play out was Markham. Play clock starting to tick down. We got 8:15 to go in this first half. Broken Bow might be forced to call a timeout. It's a old-fashioned Nebraska-type formation. And we'll see if the timeout got in first or a flag. I think they're signaling timeout.
Indeed.
They will signal a timeout. Our timeouts this year are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Go ahead and take a break. Come back after this timeout. You're listening to Shattern Football on KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
It'll be a 4th and 6 after that timeout, which for us this year is sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Broken Bow had to burn the timeout. The play clock got down. Nearly a delaying game, but they got the timeout in before it.
Score for you, Chase. Sioux County, they were in action this afternoon. They win their season opener over Banner County 50-6.
Wow. That's a team we were a little concerned about going into the year. And that's an impressive win. Banner County, you talked about big during your game earlier today, so it's a wingback formation. Haven't seen this since Tom Osborne days. No lock under center. Brings one guy in motion. Play action pitch. Throws it to the right side. And it's caught. Across the first down marker and getting knocked out of bounds. Zane Clark. Haven't seen that formation, Jeremy, since I was born.
Braden right out there on the far side. Opposite corner of his brother making the tackle. And that's about the first big pass play that Broken Bow's had all night long, finally.
A 13-yard reception. It's their first completion of the night. Gives Broken Bow their first snap inside of Shattern territory. Well, yeah, that first drive they had a couple, but not really in a threatening. It was a three and out for Broken Bow to begin this game. As we have just under 8 minutes to go. Clark did get knocked out of bounds. Clock stopped. 7:58 to go. No lock under center. Brings a man in motion. That's Warden. He pitches it to Warden, who gets outside the tackles. Good coverage by the Shattern defense, swallowing them up at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 9 upcoming.
Big ol' Owen West in there for Shattern, making the tackle along with Jonathan Fintel, wrapping things up in there as well for that Cardinal defense.
You all know some. I've known Jonathan's dad since I was little. So, yeah. Shattern Chiropractic, you only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern.
Make you feel a little older when you start seeing people, you know, and then all of a sudden they have kids. That
I remember seeing him. I didn't know him because it was a friend of mine whose mother was in a relationship with his dad. I remember him when he was a little kid. Either way, it'll be a 2nd and 8 upcoming for Broken Bow. Snap taken by Nowak. He hands it to the right side and in there and knocking it down is Bryson Bickle. As Markham with the carry.
Bickle and Jelinek both shot through that line and got to the running back. And we've talked about it. The defense has been a nice compliment tonight and just a great job of being aggressive up front.
6:40 to go in this second quarter, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. Shadow starting to roll over this gorgeous field. We were here yesterday when they were painting it. They've done, maintenance crew here in Shattern has done an incredible job getting this field ready. Same formation, wing back formation. I gotta look into this. This formation's older than me. It's snapped by Noah. He rolls right, steps in the pocket, throws it down deep. It's over the head of the wide receiver. He was looking for Warren on the post route, but it was incomplete long.
And he had Bailey from his linebacker spot dropping the coverage right there, and the receiver just couldn't get any room. But, you know, quarterback-to-quarterback comparison right now, you have Nowak that's a junior. So far, though, I tip the cap to Tobin Landon going head-to-head.
Well, I'll give you the stats right now. Landon is 4-for-6 with 102 yards and a touchdown.
It's not horrible.
Nowak is 1-for-3, 1-for-4 with 13 yards. So it'll be a 3rd and 8, 4th and 8. Scoreboard's not updated. Nowak brings a man in motion, 2 behind him, and he steps back to throw. Throws it over the middle. Another post route up the middle, and it's incomplete. We'll see if there's a flag on the contact.
Pass intended for Johnson, incomplete.
They are going to say it's incomplete and finalize the play, so that'll be a turnover and down on downs by the Indians.
We'll see what the flag is. It's going to
be. Oh, there is a flag?
It looks like it's going to be a sideline warning against Shadron.
So that should just be a warning right now, right?
I believe the first one's a warning, the second time's a penalty.
We'll see what they do. The chains are moving right now. They did move prematurely. They had to move them back.
Yeah, that's just either a coach or a player, and they're talking right here, trying to get the players back.
Sandstrom looks as animated as I've ever seen him. And the little time I've gotten to know Michael Sandstrom, he is as calm of a guy as it gets. So it'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals from their own 34-yard line, 6:04 to go in this first half. Landon in the shotgun, hands it off to Bailey. It's a dive up the middle, knocks off one lineman, and gets swallowed up by a couple of Indian defenders. Got across 35 to the 36, a 3-yard carry for Bailey, makes it 2nd and 7.
Got to give credit to Aiden Clark, coming up middle linebacker for Broken Bow. He wasn't afraid to take Quinn Bailey on head-on, and really kind of surprised me. He went toe-to-toe, and Bailey obviously still got 3-4 yards out of the deal.
I wouldn't want to take on Quinn Bailey, and I'm 10, 11 years older than him. Thrive Financial Expert Financial Advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 308-430-0760. 2nd and 7 upcoming for the Cardinals. Landon, you know, as Bailey in the shotgun, low snap at his feet. He picked it up, just got across the line of scrimmage. We'll give him a yard. It'll be 3rd and long upcoming.
That was just trying to make something out of nothing right there with the low snap, and Shadron sets himself up, and now 3rd and manageable.
Well, call it 3rd and 5, 5 minutes to go. In this second quarter, still 6-0. Cardinals, the difference being a 75-yard touchdown pass from Landon to Bryson Wright. Landon's in the shotgun, 3 wide receivers. It's trips far side. Bailey near side. No, that's not Bailey. It's Landon. Play action fake. Throws a bomb down the field. And did he hold on to it? He did.
Braden Wright with just one of the most beautiful catches laid out underneath his defender and just pulled it in. Beautiful catch.
A 32-yard reception for Braden Wright, and Shadron's rolling again. I'm impressed with Tobin Landon so far. His arm strength, his poise in the pocket, something that we were concerned about pregame. He is looking good right now against a talented Broken Bow team. Landon will be in the shotgun. Confidence growing for the sophomore in his first career start. He gets snap. It's pitched to the right side. Bailey with the catch. He plants his foot down. He's got to the turf. Ball on the ground. It looks like it's going to go the other way. I wait for the official ruling. Broken Bow celebrating. The fight still going on at the bottom of the pile. Braden Wright crouching, thinking it's going the other way, and they will give it to Broken Bow.
Yeah. Quinn tried to cut, and when he cut that ball, he snuck out of the breadbasket. And when you hang that ball out there, it becomes susceptible. And just had it knocked away, and that's a tough break for Shadron. Now you see, again, we have one of these moments where you have one of those kind of plays. What's your next play going to be like?
Can the defense step up? They've allowed only one first down so far tonight to Broken Bow. Broken Bow wasn't able to get anything out of it, so it'll be a 1st and 10 Indians from their own 28-yard line, 4:15 to go in this first half. Shadron does get the ball to start the second half. Nowak, under center, and a fumble on the give, and it's recovered, going the opposite way. Cardinal football recovering the fumble. Tobin Rust. That was a worse fumble than what we just saw 30 seconds ago.
Right. That puppy popped right up in the air on the exchange and shattering right there. And Tobin Rust making the play, and Cardinals, maybe a net loss of about three between fumbles, but about back where you were.
It ended up being a one-yard net between the fumbles, so it'll be first and 10 Cardinals. Two plays, two fumbles. Can we get a playoff clean? It'll be landed in the backfield. He brings Rust in motion across an empty near side. It's a pitch to Bailey. Hesitates, runs toward the far sideline. Broken Bow starting to key in on him, but Bailey was able to get 4, maybe 5 yards. And Michael, what's...
Got a flag on the play.
Got a flag on the play. It's on the near side, hash mark. Shattering marching back. They think this is against them.
Tobin Landon kind of made the holding motion to the sideline. We'll see if Tobin... Yeah, see if Tobin's right.
He is. That'll be holding on the Cardinals. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. Make it 2nd and 10. 4 minutes to go in this first half. 6-0 still your score.
Yeah, you got to avoid these things. You got a lucky break. You got the fumble and the ball back. To follow it up with a hold penalty like that, you know, it feels... Here's how this thing's building. It feels like another touchdown right here.
Yeah.
Makes this insurmountable. Obviously, it's not, but it just feels like one of those games of pace. A 2-touchdown lead could be enough.
Shatter and break the huddle. Clock ticking. 3:45 to go in this first half. It'll actually be 1st and 17 after the 10-yard penalty. Landed in the shotgun. Play action. Fake. Rolls to the left side. Just runs with it. Cuts to the near side. Gets toward the middle of the field. Gets tackled. Cannot see the yard line.
That was a nice little tuck and run there for Tobin Landon. Didn't even hesitate, just tucked and went.
Got to the 24-yard line, so it'll be a 12-yard carry for Landon, his first of the season. Well, third officially, second of the game after the lost yards on the fumble. Scooter's Coffee, amazing people, amazing drinks, amazingly fast. You can do what I did at Scooter's Coffee and scoot on around. Landon in the shotgun brings Bailey in motion. It's a low snap, and Landon picked it up. Broken Bow trying to punch it away, but a big loss. Marches it back 6 yards, so it'll be a 3rd and 10. For the Cardinals, 2:30 to go. Now, right now, if you're Michael Sandstrom, 3rd and long, you start thinking halftime is your end goal with 6-0.
Yeah, you want to get to the half with a lead here. And I'm assuming we come out and probably, well, they're going to split Bailey, put Buskirk in the backfield. So we're spreading out again.
Yeah, 3 trips near side. 1 guy on the far side. That's Tobin Russ on the far side. Both Wright twins and Bailey near side. Landon steps back, throws it, and it is picked off.
Probably his first bad pass of the night, an underthrow, and it got, intercepted.
It was Aiden Markham with the interception and Broken Bow. We've had 5 plays in the past 5 minutes, 3 turnovers.
Yeah.
Broken Bow will have it. 2 minutes to go. Shatterin does get the ball to start the second half. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shatterin, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Fire, Ice, and Mechanical. As Nowak will go under center, has 2 behind him, fullback and running back, single wide receivers each side. He throws a quick dart to the near side. Caught by Warden. 3-yard carry. He did go out of bounds, so it'll be 2nd and 7 with the clock stopped.
Warden with the reception. Bryson Wright with the stop.
Bryson Wright knocked him out of bounds. It'll be 2nd and 7. Just under 2 minutes to go in this first half. Second quarter sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. Coming up on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show, Jeremy Anderson and I talk about this first half, bringing some scores across the region. Coming up on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Now walk under center. He hands it off to the right side. Loose ball on the ground. It's knocked away. Looked like broken. No, they're going to give it to Shatterin.
And you can see it looked like that was intended for Aiden Clark, the handoff, and he just kind of looks at coach like, I don't know what happened. But, yeah, Shatterin, four turnovers in the last couple minutes of game time here.
The last four drives, we've had four turnovers.
That's almost impressive.
Last seven plays, I think. Yeah, seven plays, we've had four turnovers.
That's almost impressive in the bad, in a wrong way.
Yeah, later in the season, you'd think the team has nothing in whatever record. Buck 51 to go. Shatterin is just outside of the red zone. Up sixth. Snap to Landon out of the shotgun. No, it's a handoff to Bryson Wright, who gets a couple yards before he gets tackled. Clock still rolling. Minute 40 to go in this first half.
I like the idea of a little misdirection there. They sent Quentin Bailey with the ball left and then a little underneath handoff to Bryson Wright back to the right. But it just seemed to develop really quick, and Broken Bow didn't have to move a lot to make the play.
I'm shocked it took that long because I saw him run that a lot in practice the few times I've been there. Landon in the shotgun gets snapped. It's play action fake to Bailey. Has a wide receiver rolling left. He gets it out to Bryson Wright, who pulls it in just short of the first down marker. Clock still ticking. Minute 10 to go. Shatterin still has all three timeouts if they want to use them. They're not going to move the sticks. Hey, Coach Michael Sandstrom. Closest one to the official. He can get outside the 25-yard box to call a timeout. It's going to be 3rd and 1. After the 7-yard reception. Under a minute to go in this first half. It's a handoff to Bailey. Up the middle, splits through one tackle, gets the first down. There's the timeout from head coach Michael Sandstrom. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It Timeouts. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals.
Shelly Dunbar does good work, by the way, if you ever need something done.
I might need to get some Shatterin gear. I only got one Shatterin shirt. As y'all know, I'm from Alliance. I got as many Shatterin shirts as I do Alliance. Hey. Let's not tell the Shatterin volleyball team that I'm calling their game against Alliance here in a couple weeks over on KBPY.
We'll have softball coming up Tuesday night.
Yep, Tuesday night, Scottsbluff comes to town. That'll be over on KBPY as well. Can't forget that tomorrow, beginning at 12:45, Husker Countdown takes over KCSR, Nebraska, UTEP. Dylan Raiola's college debut. Then next Friday, you got...
I have Sioux County and Layton, and Sioux County picking up a 50-6 win today over Banner County.
And next Friday night, I'll be over in Valentine as Chad Cardinals take on the Valentine. I believe it's Badgers, right?
The Heart City, Valentine, Nebraska.
We'll start the Shatterin Community Hospital pregame beginning at 5:30 next Friday night from Valentine. First time I've ever been there. There's a couple. Valentine is the only city on this year's schedule that I'm going to that I've never been to. Yeah. Ogallala, Gearing, of course, I'm from Alliance. Next year we got Imperial, Gothenburg on the schedule. Gothenburg will be here in town in a couple weeks. As Shatterin will come out of timeout, up six, ball at the 10-yard line. Landon in the shotgun, low snap. It's a handoff to Bailey's. Cuts up the left side, jumps through one tackle, gets through two. Gets toward the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Wow.
Quinn Bailey with the 10-yard scamper up the middle, and the Cardinals are up two possessions, and they get the ball at the beginning of the second half.
That's just a tough run right there. Bailey bounced off a few guys like a pinball and just kind of lunged over the goal line to top it off.
What an athlete. I am so... The Shatterin team is impressing me so far. So Bailey will come out in the Wildcat for the two-point conversion. Fakes right, goes left, gets across the end line for the two-point conversion. It is 14-0 Cardinals.
Yeah, just a good drive after someone decided they wanted to hold on to the ball. That was the first thing, but just a nice started with the catch by Bryson Wright. Things just kind of worked from there. And Quinn Bailey punching it in and just... Like I said, after the turnover fest, we kind of blossomed there. Just a nice way to cap that off.
So now that we're in game, I told Jared earlier that you'll never hear me publicly give my prediction. I am very shocked. Now that we're in game, I can say it. I am very shocked at what we're seeing right now. Everybody from around the state thought Broken Bow was a team coming into the season that was quarterfinal or bust, if not better. And Shatterin so far has been dominant, only allowed one first down to Broken Bow, forced three turnovers in this first half.
And Broken Bow is a preseason top 10 team.
Here's the kicker, though. The poll that I pay attention to the most, NAB Preps coaches poll from Herd at Sports, Broken Bow was not in it. They were in the Omaha World Herald as Lincoln Journal Star as 7. and the Omaha World Herald, but they were not in the coaches poll, which I think is, to be honest, is the most correct one out there.
It's the one that matters. Your coaches are the one that coach, see the teams, know the teams.
So it'll be Obando to kick it, going left to right with 38 seconds to go. Back to return is Warden and Carzales. A short kick bounces. It's going to be picked up by Carzales. Gets picked up by the Shattern defense, who doesn't allow him to get more than a handful of yards on the return. It'll be first and 10, Indians with 34 seconds to go in this Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger second quarter.
I'm curious to see how aggressive Broken Bow is here with 34 seconds to go. Because Shattern,
they don't have a passing game. They don't have a passing game. I think the half's over right now, but we'll see.
You're going to let Shattern take the ball. Well, they get the ball after half, and, you know, do you risk going down maybe three possessions, or do you you try to steal one here before half?
It's a fair point. 34 seconds to go in this first half. First and 10, Broken Bow. They're going to come out with the Maryland I formation. Nowak under center. It's going to be handoff to the right side. Scamper of 7, maybe 8, 9 yards, actually. And Broken Bow will go ahead and call a timeout. Timeouts this year are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. They'll actually give them... I thought I saw a timeout signal, so that's my bad. But a 10-yard carry by Carter. And that'll do it for the first half.
Yeah, well, we're going to get one more here.
Broken Bow will break the huddle. 15 seconds to go. So I saw the official signaling like I thought it was like it was a timeout. They are going to snap it. Nowak is going to step back. Good coverage down deep for Shattern. Ball is thrown up in the air, and it is incomplete. It goes through the hands of Will Moniker.
Oh, man.
He had a chance to go to the house.
Woodward was wide open right there. Or excuse me, that's Moniker. And he was wide open and just right through the hands.
Bryson Wright in coverage. I think he would have caught him had the pass been caught, but there would have been about a second and a half to go. And there is our Dumbers You Design It timeout. This one taken by head coach Michael Sandstrom for the Shattern Cardinals. He has one timeout left. Broken Bow still has two, but we got 2.4 seconds to go in this first half. American Legion, the Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Jeremy, so for dinner next week, the American Legion is going to have pork chops.
Ooh, that sounds yummy.
If you're not attending the Shattern State Eagles versus Jamestown Jimmies game over at Elliott Field, be a good option to get some dinner pretty cheap as well. Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. T's Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T's Salon online or call 430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. It's good seeing Tegan Westemeyer be a proud supporter of our activities here at KCSR. I grew up same era as her. She's only a year or two younger than me. An alumni of Shattern High School. Good to see my generation stepping up to support what we do
every night. Yeah, the next generation coming in.
Also got a sponsor from Next Generation coming up for our postgame show, too. Nowak will take the snap, hands it off to the left side. Getting tackled just shy of the 50-yard line is Warren. He got to the 48-yard line, so it'll be a 15-yard carry, but that'll do it for the first half. The Cardinals surprising people up 14-0 after the first quarter. Quick thoughts, Jeremy.
Really just a great job of maintaining the workload that Quinn Bailey had in the first half. Tobin Landon outside of the interception looked really sharp, and I'm surprised the defense has done a great job of keeping Broken Bow in check.
We'll go ahead and take a break and come back with the Shattern Insurance to Fit Your Needs Halftime Show. You're listening to Shattern Cardinal Football on KCSR.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shattern. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shattern, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Shattern High student athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Have you driven through Wallstrom Ford's lot and checked out all the new inventory? This is Caesar from Wallstrom Ford letting you know that we have several new vehicles in stock, including Super Duties and F-150s. Rebates are starting to come back around, so stop by and see what kind of deal we can put together for you. Not all buyers will qualify. See store for details. That's Wallstrom Ford, the Valley Store, East Highway 20 in Chadron, online at wallstromcars.com.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Aero Building Center has over 100 Wadena entrance systems, one with your name on it. Wadena entrance systems are made in America, and their focus is on quality, performance, security, and selection. Wadena entry doors come in your choice of premium steel, fiberglass, or wood, built to withstand the weather and add to the personality of your home. Stop by Aero Building Center and take a look for yourself. More styles, more colors, more designs from Wadena entry doors and Aero Building Center. And don't forget, if you're not a do-it-yourself kind of person, Aero can help you with installation. August is Wadena Door Systems at Aero Building Center.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Platte Valley Bank Broadcast Booth. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you in the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. 14-0 Chadron Cardinals lead after the first 24 minutes of action. I'll say this, I'm very impressed right now with this Chadron Cardinal team.
Yeah, offensive line did a good job of getting push up front offensively. Tobin Landon distributing the ball, Quinn Bailey running hard defensively. Your defensive line is getting a good push in the middle. Your linebackers are crashing, and for the most part, a couple of plays where your secondary got beat, but for the most part, I'd say if you coach Mike Sandstrom, you probably have a couple of things you're chewing butt over at halftime. But, turnover type stuff, penalties and bad spots. But really, you got to be happy with the first half performance and a 14-0 lead.
In the first half, Chadron on the ground, 56 total yards. Just doing some quick math. 17 carries, 56 total yards. So not impressive by any stretch of the imagination. But I think the biggest moment of this game so far happened late in the first quarter. Second quarter, just after the start of the second quarter, it was a 75-yard pass from Tobin Landon to, was it Bryson Wright? On a 75-yard touchdown pass to make it 6-0.
Yeah, and a nice pass from Tobin Landon. The safety had come up to defend on the play, and the pass dropped right over the safety into Wright's hands, and it was a one man to beat, and he was off to the end zone. Just a nice pass, but outside of the one underthrow that Tobin had, been pretty solid. Quinn Bailey, I think, has been Quinn Bailey-esque. Tough, hard-nosed running. That's what he's going to give you. Can quick burst of speed. The line has done a good job several times tonight. And before the end of the game, we need to mention those guys again because they've given Tobin plenty of time in the pocket to throw over and over again. That offensive line just doing a great job.
Why wait till the end of the game? Let's mention them right now. Zane Cullers, Alex Fisher, John Fentel, Owen West, and Bryson Bickle.
Yeah, just doing a great job so far in terms of just maintaining that line of scrimmage on the offensive side and creating holes for your, whether it's Buskirk or Bailey, and then just giving Tobin Landon time in the pocket to throw.
We got 9 minutes to go in halftime. Let's go ahead and take another break. You're tuning in to Shattern High School Football on KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414. H&R Block in Shattern. Call them year-round for any type of tax service. 308-432-4432. You're listening to AM 610 KCSR Shattern.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shattern, unless you like being stranded.
Oh, welcome back to the Shattern Insurance Halftime Show. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you. Jeremy, looks like you got some scores to read.
Yeah, game obviously we had earlier today on our sister station, FM 107.7 KBPY. Hayes Springs, a little revenge on Paxton. A game they lost last year to open the season 33-0. A couple of touchdowns from Dylan Young, a couple of touchdowns from Dylan Raymer today. And Hayes Springs got the win 28-14. Stewart beat Cody Kilgore 46-20. It was Sioux County over Banner County 50-6. Moving up to Class D2, and we'll see if we have no score from Baird and Morrill yet.
Can you give me a personal score?
Okay.
I'll just say my nephew is a wide receiver for Alliance. How's Alliance doing against Gordon Rushell? And by the way, Lions does play Gordon Rushville later this year, and Gordon Rushville is in our area as well.
That one's just now kicking off.
Oh, yeah, it's a 7 o'clock start. I forgot about that.
Looking at other scores from around the area. Shadron's opponent next week, Valentine, taking on O'Neill right now. O'Neill leading that one in the second quarter, 14-8.
So that's who, no, it was Boone Central, the eventual state runners-up who Broken Bow played last year. Is it state runner-up or champion? I have it written down. No, I didn't write it down.
Another Panhandle score, Scott's Bluff leading Grand Island Northwest at the half, 24-6. Gehring and Torrington have not kicked off yet, and I don't see any scores that are bizarre enough, at least yet. A couple of 49-0s. McCook, team that Shadron had to beat last year to get into the playoffs, routing Beatrice right now, 49-0.
Oh, I feel bad for my buddy. I feel bad for my buddy who's the Beatrice broadcaster for seeing that. Although he kind of knew Beatrice was going to have a down year going into this
year.
That's
halftime. So
I think I might need to text him, giving him his condolences come post game.
Little sympathy text.
Speaking of him, he's one of my whenever I decide to post a Husker interview for Sports Weekly, I almost guarantee you his name is Jake Bartecker. He'll be the one that I go with for the first time I talk about Huskers on Sports Weekly. It's 14-0 here at the half. We'll talk about stats real quick, and I just wrote everything down, and I think this is something that's extremely impressive so far. Broken Bow, the Indians only have one first down. They have a total of 56 yards. That touchdown return to the house called back has changed this game tremendously, and that was the first play of the season. The quarterback, Dominic Novak, is 2-7 for 17 yards. Aiden Clark, 6 carries, 11 yards. Mark Ham has 3 carries, 4 yards. And Coy Warden has 5 carries, 26 yards. 46 rushing yards, 56 total yards, with the passing yards being 16. Shattering so far, Tobin Landon, 6-9 with 140 yards, touchdown and an interception. 4 carries with 10, negative 10 yards. On the ground, 2 of them were because of bad, most of that was because of bad snaps. Gwen Bailey has 11 carries, 56 yards, and a tutty. Caden Buskirk, 1 carry, 2 yards, and Bryson Wright, 1 carry, 2 yards, with a total of 196 total yards. We're live here on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back. More up next.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room.
Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
We're back here on the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson hanging out in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Clock just reset to 3 minutes as the teams come out of the locker room. Well, we talked about it pregame, so we'll go ahead and go with it again. What's Chadron lock keys in the second half?
Well, here's the deal. Keep doing what you're doing. Maintaining the line of scrimmage with your guys up front. You know, bring your dose of Quinn Bailey and continue watching Tobin.
There was just a wasp that came into the press box, so yeah, Jeremy's laughing at me backing away.
And watch Tobin Landon continue to distribute the ball around a little bit. You know, I'm curious if Broken Bow feels that they need to be in more passing situations. I realize it's tough to kind of gauge with a run-heavy offense, but do you bring somebody off the edge a couple times? Can you time that up to bring somebody off the edge, bring a blitz, and create a little more havoc than you already are? But otherwise, you know, clean up the turnovers. You had back-to-back turnovers. You had a couple of big penalties. Clean those things up here, and let's ride in the second half.
14-0 here at the halftime break. Let's go ahead and take our final break. We'll be back after this message from Chadron Insurance.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
We're again set for the Kreitz and Schaefer Law third quarter. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Chadron have the ball to start the second half. They defer their option in the first half, so they'll get the ball to start the second half up 14-0 over the Broken Bow Indians. Quick look at the series history between these two teams. They were a common opponent through my time in high school into early college. This is their 10th time playing. 4-5, Chadron's record against Broken Bow the last time they met was in 2019 when Broken Bow won 28-12. That was the third week of the season. They met the year before here in Chadron. It was 28-8. Win for Broken Bow. That was, again, here in Chadron. First time they met up, 1987. And for anyone from Broken Bow is listening, they know what happened in 1987. The Broken Bow Indians went and won their one and only Class B state championship. They defeated Chadron 27-6 in the first round of that playoff run. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you. Time of the halftime running out, 14-0.
And Shadron's going to get the ball.
Yep. That's why deferring is such a popular choice anymore during the coin toss.
If Chadron scores, does Broken Bow abandon what it is? Because
the thing is, I don't think they have confidence in their quarterback.
Because at that point, and you have to look at style of play when you figure it out, but Broken Bow runs such a style that they want to chew clock.
Yeah.
They want, and so when you're down three touchdowns in that instance, and granted, second eight, we have a lot of football to be played.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Broken Bow has one first down, though.
You know, Paxton was down 28-6 today and was an eyelash away from making that thing a lot more interesting than it should have in a matter of moments.
Did you just compare a six-man game to 11?
I did.
Okay.
I know, big difference.
We'll send you on the road to Harrison next week, and I'll just go to Valentine myself then.
Okay.
Chadron will have the ball going right to the left on your radio dial to begin this second half. They're wearing their home black uniforms, red shoulder pads, white numbers, white helmets. Broken Bow will be going left to right. In this second half, they're wearing their white tops, red pants, red numbers, white helmets. Again, Chadron going right to left. Kick off for the second half is underway, and it's caught by Braden Wright, who sprints toward the far side. He gets through one tackle, but he gets swallowed up at the 35-yard line. 30-yard line will be first and 10 Cardinals to begin. It's Kreitz and Schaefer Law, third quarter.
Had just a little bit of daylight there, and then that hole just disappeared on him. But a good starting spot for the Cardinals here, sitting between just shy of the 30.
Studio 308, Dean Nitsch and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Ball spotted at the 29-yard line officially for Shattern. It'll be the starting quarterback, Tobin Landon, in the pistol. Gets snap, hands it off to Quinn Bailey, who runs the right side, bounces through one tackle. He gets across 32, and he falls down to the 31-yard line. It'll be a 2-yard carry, second and 8, upcoming for Landon for the Cardinals.
Keeping it simple. Just a very vanilla first play there. And, you know, almost like the start of the game, you just want to get your feet wet again. Dive right, dive left. I wouldn't mind seeing that jet sweep again.
After this play, I'll tell you something I just realized. I think you're going to laugh. Tubman Landon in the pistol, has Bailey behind him. Hands it off to Bailey, who cuts across on the counter, falls forward for a couple yards. It'll be third and medium upcoming for the Cardinals. I just realized something. So Bill Rafferty's call when he says, with a kiss, I think he's saying keep it simple with that reference. I just realized that. Warned you I can laugh during games. So it'll be third and 5 upcoming after the 3-yard carry from Bailey. He's up to now 67 yards on 13 carries. It's been the passing game so far the difference. Bailey did have a 10-yard carry, but a 75-yard pass from Landon to one of the Wright twins that opened up the scoring for the Cardinals.
Broken Bow's going to try to bring some pressure off the edge.
They got one safety up high. Linebackers showing blitz. Landon in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Play action. Fake pressure coming. Rolls left. Throws it to the near side and bounces off the hands of Bryson Wright. It'll be a fourth down upcoming. We'll see if Shattern decides to punt for the first time tonight.
I think so. They will here, and it looks like they're bringing the punt team on, especially where, you know, you still technically have momentum. And so you don't give Broken Bow a short field to work with. You try to put them back at the other end of the field here.
So Broken Bow's going to have to be a little cautious. They are going to have a base-type defense formation coming out with Quinn Bailey being the punter. They're going to go full punt block look now. Straight-up punt is formation for Broken Bow. Quinn Bailey is the punter for Shattern. He gets the snap. Fires off with the right foot. A bomb downfield. Punt returner having to go back. He pulls it in at the 21. Gets to the 30-yard line before putting down the hammer. Trey Owsley.
Oh, my Lord. That was a stick. Trey Owsley just lit him up like a Christmas tree. Goodness gracious.
34-yard net punt for Quinn Bailey after the return.
How far of a punt?
34 yards after the return. It was Coy Warden with the return. He got absolutely popped right there, so Broken Bow will have their first opportunity at the ball to begin the second half. It'll be Nowak, who goes under center, two behind him, one wide receiver each side, so he has two tight ends in. It's a tight formation. Fakes the handoff, hands it off to the left side, getting across the 35 to the 37-yard line. Is Markham. It'll be a 6-yard carry. Make it second and 4.
Yeah, we'll see how long Broken Bow goes with this just kind of methodical run offense here. You know, obviously getting the 3 and out on Chatterin helps, but
Broken Bow with 62 yard, total yards of offense so far this game. One first down in that first half. Shattern's been absolutely dominant, especially with this defense. Is it Mike Letcher who coaches this defense? You're the one who knows this team a little bit better than I do. Snap from the quarterback. It's a handoff straight up the middle. Get down to the 40-yard line is the running back, Aiden Clark, set up for a third and 1.
You've seen kind of the same play back-to-back here for Broken Bow. See if Shattern tries to pinch in a little bit in the middle of that defense. And you know, maybe Broken Bow kind of starting to find something here with that rushing attack.
Feels like 4-down territory already. Really does. Broken Bow now up to 65 yards of total offense. Will come out for a 3rd-down play. It's a handoff to the left side. Getting across the marker, it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Broken Bow Indians after the carry, short carry, getting 2 yards is Clark. He's definitely their power back so far tonight, only one carry of north of 4 yards. So it'll be 1st and 10, Indians, 8:40 to go in this third quarter, 14-0, Shattern in the lead. Sun starting to set behind us to the west. Official sunset time of 7:30. We are down to the lower 80s right now. Can't really tell what the wind is right now. Been a really nice late August day. We could warm up to the hundreds later this week, so we're going to come out with a wingback formation. Nowak gets the snap, hands it off. Just running up the field is Clark, bounced off two tacklers before finally getting finished off on top of the Shadron logo after the five-yard carry to make it a second and five.
You see Broken Bow's a little more assertive this third quarter. They're getting that push up front that they weren't getting in the first half. We'll see if Broken Bow can kind of eat away at this thing a little bit here in the second.
Ozaska lands with the tackle. Second and five. Shadron went three and out to begin this third quarter. They're going to come back out in a wingback formation. Nowak under center. Gets snap, hands it off to Clark. Clark gets across the 50-yard line before he gets pummeled down at Shadron 48-49. It'll be a four-yard carry set up a 31. That formation's working right now. It's something that Nebraska used to run when they made all their title runs. Some that may, you might see Army, you might see Navy, Air Force, Georgia Southern before Clay Helton showed up and then decided to get Nebraska's head coach fired.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't want to remember. I have nightmares from that era still. Snap, pitch to the left side. That's Warren who gets the edge. Shattering is, it's Quinn Bailey who comes up and makes the stop. We'll see where they mark him. Quinn Bailey with a hammer.
He's going to be short.
Got back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost an inch or two.
You assume being on the positive side of the field, Broken Bow's going to go for this fourth down in the yard.
I think they're going for it on fourth and a yard or two, no matter where it is, unless they're inside their own 10 right now without this game's playing out. 6:20 to go. In the third quarter, still 14-0 Shattering. Broken Bow with two first downs in this game so far. They're going to come out with a traditional I formation. Fullback with a running back, two tight ends, one wide receiver each side. Nowak gets the snap. It's a fake to the left side. Can Shattering slow it down? They get the stop at the 49-yard line.
It's all going to depend on the spot here.
They're going to blow it dead. Shattering thinks they got the stop. The official is still looking. You need to text Al Toof and see what we got.
And they're going to measure this.
So do we need to get the file folder out?
Right. You know, aren't we going like automatic in the NFL now? We got a camera system to
do this? I don't think they're doing that yet this year. They experimented with it in the preseason, but I think they called it off.
I think it's just short, but
I think he got knocked back an inch or two as well. Nope, it's short. And Shattering with the fourth down stop. That might be the moment of this game right now.
That's a huge stop for that Shattering defense in the pursuit after the pitch. Everybody swarmed, and just a great, great effort by that Shattering D.
I worry about the Wright twins when it's a deep pass right now, but in run stop, those two are as good as it gets at defensive back. Those two have been so good holding the edge and forcing the running back to go back inside toward where all the help is. That's your job on that when your defensive back is forcing back inside. So it'll be Shattering 1st and 10 from the midfield line. Snap to land and hand off to Bailey. Shakes off one, two, rolls through the third tackler, and gets four on the carry. So it'll be 2nd and 6 up coming from Bailey, now up to 71 yards so far tonight. Cal Wells, the guy who head coach of the Shattering Cardinals, Michael Sandstrom, talked about as one of the best players in Class C1 returning. He also has one of them as well, his own Quinn Bailey. Cal, the coach's son, his dad, Carly, over on the far sideline. Shattering's going to come out for... There's three behind the line of scrimmage. It's snapped to Lanny, who hands it off to Bailey. He runs toward the first down marker. He's going to be a half yard short. A 5-yard carry makes it 3rd and 1 for Shattering Cardinals. Bailey now 15 carries, 76 yards.
You ain't going to have enough spots on your stat sheet.
I think I will. I can actually go 40 with my top two running backs.
All right.
So they're going to say second and two on the scoreboard. I have third and one. That's what it really is, third and one. Needs to get to the 40, just shy of the 40-yard line for a first down. It's going to be I formation, two wide receivers near side, one far side. Both the rights on the near side. It's a handoff to Caden Buzzy Buskirk, who gets across the first down marker to be first and 10. Cardinals, as you hear a go big red chance. They're not talking about Nebraska. They're talking about their Shattern Cardinals.
That's tomorrow.
I'll be chanting go big red at midnight tonight. I don't think the people where I'm going to be at are going to be too happy about that, though.
You know, here's the deal. We're already 4.5 left in the third quarter. Shadron's starting to put one of those grinded out kind of drives together here early on, and those are just demoralizing.
Oh, I saw Broken Bow do what they do. Shadron went 3 and out. It was really Broken Bow who started chewing up the clock, and they only got one first down in that sequence. Snapped the landing out of the pistol. Hands it off to Bailey, who cuts back inside. Bailey up the middle. Bailey toward the end zone. He is him, Bailey Quinn. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Beautiful run, Quinn Bailey. Beautiful run.
A 39-yard run up the middle, and Quinn Bailey.
That little skip at the end to elude the last two tacklers through a couple of pairs of hands, just chef's kiss right there.
20-0 Shattern after the Quinn
and
Bailey.
And that puts him over 100 yards.
115, good math. So Bailey will come out in the Wildcat. I think this is what the formation we're going to see him run on extra point attempts this season. It'll be Bailey out there in the backfield. He gets snapped, runs to the right side, plows through one tackler, and he gets into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Makes it 22-0 Cardinals late in the third quarter. 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a pause for this message from Kreitz and Schaefer Law. You're listening to Shattern Cardinal Football on 610 AM KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
Nothing, 22-0 with 4:10 to go here in this third quarter. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Quinn Bailey, I told you a couple weeks ago, you might hear that type of call. Who is he? Quinn Bailey is him. 115 yards, two touchdowns for the senior.
Oh.
You're out of breath. You've called already.
Yeah,
at this point now.
At this point, I'm just kind of sitting here watching. I'll just chime in from time to time.
You look impressed is what I'd say.
I am. I am impressed.
Preseason top 10 team in Broken Bow coming to Shattern, coming to the Rock and getting rocked right now as short kickoff is picked up by Warren. Runs the left side, gets through one tackle. Warren through a bunch of Cardinal players. Warren thinking about a house call. Warren running all the way to Broken Bow. Touchdown, Indians.
And just like that, momentum, you know, it's a shot of momentum for Broken Bow.
He picked it up at roughly the 22-yard line, a 78-yard house call, the second of the game. First one got called back on a block in the back. There is no laundry on the field, and Broken Bow finally strikes.
Yeah, and that's where those are the little plays that can change momentum in just a blink of an eye.
See what Broken Bow does. Last year they did have a kicker as well, but it looks like they're going to come out in a formation to run a two-point play. They're going to look, the offense is going to look back at Carly Wells, the head coach. They're going to have a late substitution. The play clock is running down. They're counting down right now. Five on the play clock, 4-3. They're going to have to get snap off. They do get it off in time. Novak rolls back, throws it toward the end zone, and pulls it in, pulling it in. Is number six, Will Moninger, for the two-point conversion, and Broken Bow gets back within two possessions.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Momentum.
Yeah. But Shadron has Quinn Bailey.
Yeah, you can negate that, right? And here's you don't even have to necessarily come out and score here. But if you can put together a 4 or 5, 6 minute drive here, I think you still achieve, obviously, like maybe you can still kind of achieve the same thing, just kill that clock and get out of here.
So we got roughly 15 minutes and 55 seconds to go in this game totally. We got 3 minutes and 55 seconds to go in this Kreitz and Schaefer Law third quarter.
Yeah, and that one kick return is more yardage than Broken Bow had matched offensively up to that point.
They had 65, 67 yards, and that one, I thought I saw him pick it up at the 22-yard line. Ended up going 78 yards to the house. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. Thrive at Financial. Expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0760. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you. These two putting on a show for everyone. Here in Northwest Nebraska, Broken Bow on our fireside. They're fans. I'd say half house over in those bleachers. Shattering here on the near side looks pretty full.
Broken Bow had to retrieve their kicking tee from the Shattering side.
Yeah, I remember seeing them throw it this way. Student section in front of us to our right, looking pretty solid, I'd say, for a late August game going into Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, red, white, and blue theme tonight.
Makes sense with a national holiday rolling up in a couple days.
I will be not laboring this weekend. No labor intended.
I got a lot of work to do. And you can check out our website tomorrow around, I'd say, 11, 1130s. We'll have a posted an area recap from all the high school football teams in our listening region. Check out ChadRad.com as Quinn Bailey gets the kickoff return. He has his foot planted at the 15-yard line, goes to the far side of the field, ooh, hesitates, gets down to the 35, but a flag will be on the field. That'll be coming back. Bailey with a 20-yard return off the kick, but we're going to see maybe 10, 15 yards mark back.
And what you don't like about these is that it occurred away from the play.
Yeah. Head coach Michael Sandstrom for Shattern won't be too pleased. I think I'm saying that nicely.
Yeah, when those penalties on especially a kick return, something like that, occur to the opposite side of the field where the return's at, really you have no impact on the play at that point, so what are you doing?
I think that's all too for White Hat.
They're discussing out there.
Yeah. Is he discussing how he's going to help you finish up some projects?
I don't know. I've been helping him lately.
Are they going to tell Shattern to be a little bit nicer? It's an unsportsmanlike conduct on Shattern. That'll be a 15-yard penalty. That might be a sideline infraction, actually. The first one was a warning, and they'll just call it unsportsmanlike. So to make it a 15-yard penalty instead of 10.
And again, we talked about this, untimely penalties. We had a couple of those, a 10, 15-yard in the first half. And now after you need a big drive, you put yourself backwards.
The big momentum is definitely not in the Cardinals' hands right now. So Shadron will get the ball at their own 20, first and 10, 3:45 to go in this third quarter. Once they get the ball set for play, it'll be Tobin Landon in the shotgun, has Bailey behind him in the pistol eye. Two wide receivers near side. Both right twins as Landon gets the snap, hands it off to Bailey. Cuts back to the middle from the left side. He rolls across 25 to the 26-yard line. It'll be a 6-yard carry for Bailey.
And now you just go back to work that lunch pail mentality. One play at a time. You eat up some chunk yards here and just take it, I wish you'd kind of get you to open landed, drive that play clock down, watch the back judge, wait for that time, and just, don't be in a hurry.
I think we're still early that for a sophomore. As the snap bounces off landing, and he's able to pick it up, handed off to Bailey. No! What in the world just happened? Broken Bow has the ball, and they're going to get down to the 15-yard line, 20-yard line, actually. I don't know what just happened. It's going to be a fumble is the call, but I still don't know what happened.
I think it just Bailey hit that pile, and I think the ball popped out.
Touchdown saving time.
That's exactly what I think happened.
And now Broken Bow has the turnover advantage. We were even before that, and Broken Bow, with a touchdown, has a chance to make this a one-possession game. Actually, a touchdown would. Even without the two-point conversion, make it a one-score game as snap to the quarterback underneath center. He hands it off, going to the left side, getting swallowed up. It looked like Caden Buskirk first. No, Tobin Rust was Markham.
Man, just how quickly that momentum was snagged out of the air.
I thought the momentum was snagged out of the air on the kickoff return.
Just. You have that 22-0 lead, the ensuing kickoff, and now the fumble.
So it'll be a four-yard carry for Markham. That part of the field's a little tough for me to judge in terms of depth perception, but it'll be a second and six from, I think, the 18. It's a handoff right up the middle. Running back goes a couple yards upfield before getting swallowed up.
Right at about the 10-yard line or so.
And that is Clark with the carry.
Goodness gracious. Here we were, enjoying a 22-0 lead. And Broken Bow's 10 yards away from making this a one-score game.
They get the score, and they get the two-point conversion. It is a touchdown difference. You could treat it just like a four-point game. That'll be third and three as Nowak goes under center. It's a handoff up the middle. Clark's been the guy getting it up the middle. He gets across the marker for the first down. Be a four-yard carry for Clark. It'd be first and goal for the Indians. 90 seconds to go in this third quarter.
First and goal on the five.
He gets down to the five, so it was actually a five-yard carry. Broken Bow threatening. Down by 14. Nowak under center. Fakes the handoff to Clark. Hands it to the right side. That was Clark who got the carry. He faked it to Garzales. Clark got back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more. Keep it a second and goal. That was Garzales. Garzales.
Lost a yard on the play.
Davidson and Fentzel on the stop. So they're going to give him a yard, a loss. 40 seconds to go. We got one more play in this third quarter unless Broken Bow punches it into the end zone. If they choose to want one more play. Still got to snap it. Nowak goes under center. He hands it off to the right side. No, it's a keeper. He pitches it toward the right side. Good stop by the Cardinal defense. Swallowing up. Markham got to the 3-yard line, so it was a 3-yard carry off the option pitch. Third and goal upcoming. You might be able to put the four fingers up in the air.
Yeah, Broken Bow's not going to run another play.
That'll do it for a wild Kreitz and Schaefer lock. Third quarter had 14 points in this quarter. 22-8 is the score. You're shattering Cardinals in the lead as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter. We'll be back in a minute here on KCSR.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you as we get you set for the start of the fourth quarter. 22-8. Shattern Cardinals leading the Broken Bow Indians. Broken Bow threatening, have a third and goal from the three-yard line. Broken Bow has Big Ol' Mo with them right now. Touchdown would make this a one-possession game no matter what the result of the two-point conversion is. Nowak will come under center. Ball's at the far hash. He fakes the handoff. Option pitch to the right side. Shattern's defense swallowing up. First one there is Braden Ryan. Quinn Bailey comes and finishes him off. Got to make sure there isn't a flag on the play because that looked a little late.
It's hard to judge that sideline from here.
It was Warren who got leveled on his way out of bounds. I think Quinn Bailey got to him before it was late. No flag.
Yeah, that sideline is hard to judge. From this side, it might look like it's quite a ways out, but, you know, 50 yards across, you're stretching there.
I think we can call this the play of the game right now.
Yeah, you got to get a stop here.
Shattern gets a stop. Still up two possessions with Quinn Bailey as your starting running back. And Broken Bow will go ahead and call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take our timeout. 22-8, Shattern lead. Stay tuned to this message from Best Western West Hills Inn.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shattern is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you from the Platte Valley Bank Broadcasting Booth. 22-8, Shattern in the lead over the Broken Bow. Fourth and goal from the three-yard line coming up for the Broken Bow Indians.
It's huge. Absolutely huge.
Broken Bow will come out with the Maryland eye. Nowak underneath center. 3 yards. 27 feet. Handoff up to the middle of Clark. And he is stopped! The Shattern Cardinal defense comes up big once again. A turnover on downs and the Cardinals steal momentum back.
Wow. The only bad part is
it's going to be first and 10 from their own one.
Yeah, you're snapping the ball from your own end zone now. But
I think you go Wildcat with Quinn Bailey and just let him pound it. Maybe have Caden Busker right there, or even go with a straight up traditional I formation. You got to get Caden Busker involved in this play by a blocking standpoint to get some breathing room, and that's what they're going to come out with a traditional I formation, two wide receivers near side, one on the far, landed under center. It's a handoff to Bailey, who did get across. No, he did not get stuffed behind the goal line. He didn't get anything, though, to be second and 10 from the two.
I like your idea of the Wildcat formation here. Let Quinn Bailey pick a hole. And
the problem is, this is where Broken Bow can legitimately stack the box and actually feel comfortable that they're not going to get burned down deep. This is your opportunity, your Broken Bow, to get 2 points and make it easier so you don't have to get two touchdowns without the two-point conversions, it'd still be tied. So Landon's going to be in the pistol formation, as Bailey with him. It's low snap. Knee was on the ground.
That's going to be a safety.
Yep.
Shattern's going to give up his safety. Landon went to Anita, grabbed the ball.
The officials are going to discuss this, but I was looking through my binoculars on that. That's safety. It was close. And they could call it an inadvertent whistle and make it second and 10 still, but I think it's going to be two for Broken Bow. Officials are still discussing it. They blew the play dead right off the bat, waiting for the signal from the white hat. Broken Bow players are acting like...
We just got a flag come in, too.
No, I think that's...
Oh, timeout?
Yeah, but I think the flag is indicating Yeah. That's what that flag was to indicate was an inadvertent whistle. But Broken Bow's backing up like they might have been offsides.
Huh.
White hat with a signal and unsportsmanlike conduct on Broken Bow, so Shadron just got bailed out.
Wow. Wow.
I did not see any action taken by Broken Bow. I figure you would be able to catch if Carly White, Carly, the head coach, I beg your pardon for forgetting his last name, Carly Wells, the head coach for Broken Bow, was throwing a fit. I think you would have caught that, but I don't know what happened there.
Wow.
That's all I can say to you is
from
wow.
My first glance, I thought it was going to be a safety. I thought Tobin Landon was on a knee as he picked the ball up. And
I was watching that through my binoculars, and that to me was a safety. I'm just going to be honest. I agree with you. You're going to find with me that I'm going to be 100% honest with you every single time on what I believe is the call.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely, I agree with you that it looked like a safety.
I think so. I think it was on a player, and for everyone at home, my policy is to not name players on personal fouls unless it's an ejection. But I think that was on a player, so it'll be first and 10, shattering after the unsportsmanlike conduct. Penalty as Bailey gets the handoff, splits across 15-yard line to the 18. Be a 3-yard carry.
Oh, my goodness.
That play might have been the biggest shift of momentum in this game right here. Go from, I'll just say it, a bad call of a no safety to a 15-yard unsportsmanlike.
I will get an explanation later, though.
Yes, you got to text me that.
I will.
And you got to let them know that we did, from what we saw, that was what it was. Is Landon with a play-action fake, throws a streak downfield. Flag is up, and it is through the hands.
Receiver stopped his route. Braden Wright stopped his route.
But it wouldn't have mattered anyways, as there is a holding call about to happen.
We move forward. We move backwards.
And then we shuffle sideways and then twirl around.
Right. I think they used to call that the hokey pokey.
Yep.
Yeah. We talked about this. You kind of get yourself out of trouble.
And put yourself right back
in. Put yourself right back in.
Because now you're getting into an issue where Quinn Bailey has a great punting leg. But now he's in a situation where if you have to punt after this play, one, you didn't burn off much time. And two, he's backed up to his own end zone where any mistake and then Broken Bow might actually get 2 points. So Broken Bow did accept it. So it's second now and 18 from the 8-yard line of Shadron. Landon by himself in the shotgun gets snap. It's jet sweep to Bailey near side. Bailey cuts back upfield. Quinn Bailey bounces through one tackle, gains back the holding call and more.
Man.
An 11-yard carry for Quinn Bailey. He's up to 135 yards, 20 carries for the senior.
If I had a sliver of the talent that Quinn Bailey had, I probably wouldn't be in radio.
I'd also probably wouldn't laugh at you when I see you running down the hallway.
Right. High knees.
So it'll be Landon in the shotgun, trips near side. He gets snap, looks toward the right side. It's a quick screen out to Bailey. Bailey has plenty of grass in front of him. Bailey to the 35, to the 38-yard line, an 18-yard reception for Quinn Bailey, and it'll be a first and 10 Cardinals.
That's exactly, they wiped away the penalty. They got out of the shadow of their own end zone. That's exactly what they needed, and now they can kind of just get back to the ground. Get back to the ground. You got your first down. Get that clock running.
That first down, we're talking about how we say it time and time again, how big these plays are, but that first down just gave them another minute and a half to kill off the clock. So it'll be the pistol formation. Caden Busker came out behind the right tackle. Snapped the landing. He hands it off to Bailey. Covers up the ball. Runs the right side. Throws off one tackle. Throws off two, but he only gets 2 yards. Maybe a yard out of the carry.
Quinn Bailey's going to be looking for an ice bath after this game.
Speaking of ice baths, Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Rain Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season. All season, call the guys in the know about a Rheem unit today at 308-432-6722. And I was actually planning on going to that reader anyways after that play.
Well played.
Snap the landing. He hands it off to Bailey, who splits back across the middle, rolls across the 46 to the 47, gets down to the 49-yard line. So it'll be a third and one upcoming for Quinn Bailey. Scooter's Coffee, amazing people. Amazing drinks, amazingly fast. Scooter's Coffee.
Third and manageable here, and yeah. I say you just keep doing what you're doing at this point. Quinn Bailey's got to be averaging 5-6 yards right now a carry.
Yeah. I don't have his exact average right now, but it's definitely in that ballpark where even if he doesn't get it, you probably go back to him, but they're going to go empty. Backfield, Bailey near side, four wide receivers far side. They've been running a jet sweep, and they bring Bailey in motion. No, he's going to go plant. No, he's going to go under center. Run straight up the middle, get the first down. Quinn Bailey takes the snap and goes across the 50-yard line. Three-yard carry for Bailey.
I like that formation, too. You bring Bailey from the right side in motion, just have him set up camp under
yep.
center, and just a quarterback sneak there.
That's almost indefensible.
Yeah, I like that little move there.
American Legion, the Postal American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. It's the first and 10 Cardinals.
We're going to have a heavy set here to the right side.
It'll be a heavy set right side. Landon in the pistol, has Bailey behind him. One wide receiver far side, one near. Gets snap, hands it off to Bailey. Gets outside the hash marks. Gets down to the 45-yard line. A 4-yard carry for Quinn Bailey.
Bailey on the carry.
Now up to 151 yards on the night with 24 carries. 7 minutes to go, clock ticking here in this Best Western West Hills Inn fourth quarter. T-Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion at T-Salon and Boutique. Landon will get the snap out of the shotgun, hands it off to Bailey, who runs right up the middle with a running back dive, throws off one tackler, jumps through a second and a third, and he's going to get another first down. He's at the 47-yard line, got to the 36, and 11-yard carry. Quinn Bailey just chewing up first down, chewing up yards, and most importantly, single-handedly chewing up the clock.
Yeah, they've already gone through 3 minutes on this drive, and you know, you get another 3 minutes off the clock here. Unless you punch this thing in the end zone, you got to feel comfortable about what you're doing right now.
So I think I know who my service barbershop player of the game will be. We'll get to that here in a little bit. As Landon gets snap, hands it off to Bailey, who gets across 35-yard line. It'll be a 3-yard carry for Quinn Bailey. And hear him whistles.
Bailey on the carry.
Now just stop the play. But I'm going to be honest with you, Jeremy. My service barbershop player of the game is not going to be Quinn Bailey.
So the first ones that popped into my mind were the offensive linemen.
Not even going to do that this time.
No.
Because they're all seniors. And
yeah, all right.
The seniors, you expect that time and time again. With the type of game this has been, you expect your seniors to be like this.
Okay.
But Donnie Dotson at Service Barber is a longtime supporter of our area athletes. I need to get hold of him to get a haircut myself. The wedding coming up here in a couple weeks. But it's going to be 2nd and 7 upcoming for the Cardinals. Landon in the shotgun, gets a snap. It's a dot, another dive to Quinn Bailey. Quinn Bailey is just going to continue chewing up yards, chewing through tackles as well. Gets across 35 to 25. It's a 10-yard carry.
So you're going to at least give me a little bit of an idea who you're thinking of here for our player of the game?
He's a sophomore, that's what I'll say. Yeah, I think his play has been the most impressive of the night so far, especially with our expectations going into tonight. I watched him during practice. I was a little skeptic. But I'll just go ahead and give it out right now. Tobin Landon has had himself a night. And he's been the biggest reason why Shattern, one, got the lead in the first place, and two, been able to hold on to it. Other than Quinn Bailey, as he gets another carry up the left side. A good 4 or 5 yard carry.
5 yards every time.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like all the buttons on a PlayStation controller at once.
I'm not even that good running a halfback dive in college football 25. I'm not even that good.
Right. You're trying to hit spin button, but you're hitting dive button.
And then I'm pitching it, and the other defense is running toward the end zone. And my controller's probably going further than my apartment length.
Oh, 5 minutes on this drive now.
Clock's still ticking. Second and five from the 20-yard line. Same formation that they've been running. It's been heavy on the left side. Another dive, this time on the right side from Bailey. It's the shortest run on this drive, and he still gets 3, maybe 4 yards. We'll give him 4. So it'll be 3rd and 1 upcoming.
I'd like to see Caden Buskirk get a crack at it here. Somebody else, one of these plays, just kind of spell Quinn for at least a down here.
So you're talking about the Panhandle Conference Legion Baseball Offensive Player of the Year in Caden Buskirk.
Yes.
Yes, I do remember my stuff.
But I would like to see, like I said, maybe a fullback dive here.
It's going to be a wildcat formation with Bailey in the shotgun. Counters left, goes right, gets the first down. Easier than me talking, honestly, the way it's looking right now. Easier than me trying to come up with this first down call, maybe even his touchdown. This looks very easy for him right now. Gets to the 12-yard line, a 5-yard carry.
Coming up, we'll have our Fit 7 postgame show. We'll talk more about this.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Fit 7, a new supporter of ours. Another business owner that's my age, part of the next generation, coming on board supporting Shattern Athletics this season. In fact, I think she's actually Chandler's from my same graduating class, 2015. As Bailey gets to the left side, jumps through one tackle, gets another 4 yards. Quinn Bailey just time and time again.
Is Broken Bow going to get the ball back?
Maybe not. This is what I expected from Broken Bow, to be honest with you tonight.
And Shadron was able to dodge some bullets, and really,
I think those watching this game, listening to this game here in Shadron, Shadron's about to upset one of the top teams in Class C1 going into this season. Now, it's not on the coaches' poll, which is what I refer to the most, but Lincoln Journal starting Omaha World Herald, Adam top 10 postseason, as Bailey gets it out of the Wildcat formation, runs across toward the end zone, no call, he's short at the 3-yard line.
And they're going to put him at the four, almost the 5. Maybe his knee dropped down.
That's at the 5.
We are starting to get a little bit of a breeze.
Thank goodness.
I know.
I had to turn my fan away because it was starting to bug me a little too much. It's been a lifesaver. It's been a warm night tonight. 77 degrees here in Shattern. 2:20 to go. 22-8 is your tally. It's going to be Bailey in the Wildcat formation. Runs left, jumps into the end zone. Quinn Bailey is him, and he gets his 3rd touchdown of the game. Okay. A 4-yard scamper into the end zone. Book it, Shattern. With the 28-8 lead.
Thank you so much for letting me listen. Some questions. We'll do it again.
You think you can get the Sharpie out yet, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's Sharpie it. Shattern 1-0 on the season. Valentine up next, and they are going to attempt an extra point kick.
Oh, Bando's going to come out.
Bando didn't have any kicks last year. He's been starting kicker this year. He gets it, fires a low liner up, and no good. 28-8 is our score. 28-8 is our score. 2:13 to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll take this 30-second timeout. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football on KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Call Littrell Construction of Shattern for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shattern. This is AM 610 KCSR Shattern, Nebraska.
Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here at the Platte Valley Bank Broadcasting booth. Brad Moore hanging out in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank studios at our station at 2nd and Bordeaux. 28-8. The extra point was no good. There was a flag, but it was a false start. They're going to go ahead and let the field goal be no good. 2:13 to go here in this Best Western Hills. West Hills in fourth quarter.
You think they squib it on the ground this time?
I don't know, honestly, at this point. I'm so shocked that not only is Shattern winning this game, but that they're They're up by 20. Yeah, it's been dominating. Broken Bow's had three first downs the entire night. They're under 100 yards total. And Shadron has flat out dominated.
And for a football reference, you almost moved the field goal now on your expectations.
Yeah. Kicker will not touch the field again for Broken Bow. It is going to be a short squib. No, it's going to go right back to Warden. He runs up the middle. He does have the 78-yard house call, but he's going to get swallowed up after a return of about 15, 20 yards. 2 minutes, 6 seconds to go. Both teams have all their timeouts. Going up on the post seven. I mean the, wow, sorry, fifth seven post-game show. No excuses, just result open 7 days a week. We'll talk about this game. Talk about areas, scores around the area. We might even talk a little Husker football, too, and preview what we got going next
45
week.
45 to 10.
45 to 10.
Yep, that's what I'm calling.
Give me 56-14.
Okay.
Dylan Riley goes off, throws three interceptions, though. It's snapped to Nowak, who's in the shotgun, throws it the near side, caught, getting across the 40 to the 45-yard line. That'll be near a first down, but went out of bounds. That was Moniger with the reception. Got to the 46-yard line. It's just short of a first down, but a 10-yard reception nonetheless. It's only the third completion of the game so far for Broken Bow.
Yeah, color me pink, call me surprised. You know, you try to be – you always want to have optimism, but you want to be realistic as well, and with the tools, I was curious. I said in the pregame, it mattered on how your experienced guys blended with the guys filling in, and I think it felt there were some hiccups.
Yeah,
but it felt
they're losing the turnover margin as there's a flag on the snap, but a handoff up the middle to Clark. Clark gets the 50-yard line, but it'll be coming back on in legal formation. But you're right, fully. Expectations going into this season, a lot of people thought that tonight wouldn't be the prettiest of nights for Shattering going up against this Broken Bow Indian squad. They're good. They're solid. People around the state respect them. Winning is expected at Broken Bow. And Shattering tonight came out and dominated all facets of the game. Mentally, Tobin Landon has been an incredible discovery. Can he keep it up next week against Valentine? Has Sydney, yeah, it's an illegal... Legal shift, so legal formation, legal shift, it's still a 5-yard penalty. Can they keep this up? I really don't know. Tobin Landon's a first-year starter. You're always going to see first-year starters, especially that are 15, 16 years old, have mistakes. And how they bounce back from those mistakes are key. Shattering, like I said, losing is actually winning the turnover battle now. He's actually winning it 2-3 as the snap goes back. You know, he throws off his back foot. A jump ball up in the air is caught. But a flag late in the play. The reception was made by Markham. He got down to the shattering 45-yard line. A player down on the far side for Broken Bow, but we also got laundry on the field. Buck 50 to go. We'll see what the flag is. It'll be first down if the play stands. You got a player again down on the field on the far side for Broken Bow. We haven't seen any cramping issues so far tonight, and that's what it looks like it is, but White Hat about to give us a signal. He's going to pick up the penalty, so it'll be a 1st and 10 for Broken Bow. Ball's at the 39, goes to the 40, the Cardinal 46, so a 15-yard reception. Gives Broken Bow the first down. Player getting up, walking off the field. No, it's Nowak in the play call. I didn't see who went down. It looked like a cramping situation. He's up. He's fine. Buck 50 to go in this one. 28-8. Shattern, we're going to go 1-0. Next week they go to Valentine. Broken Bow goes back home to take on the Ogallala Indians. Broken Bow still this season. They have McCook coming to town. O'Neill hosts Cozad at Holdridge, at Minden versus Ord versus Gothenburg. They're in a sub-district that also sees Cozad, Gothenburg, Holdridge, and Minden. As Nowak throws the near side, it goes through the hands of the intended target of Adrian Gibbons. Make it 2nd and 10. It was Warden. I thought that was number 11, but it was Warden. Shattering next up again. We go down the road to Valentine with Shattering Community Hospital. Pregame show starting at 5:30. Kickoff following at 6. After that, they host Mitchell, one of the top teams in Class C2, even though they're in a district that is absolutely brutal in terms of travel, in terms of quality opponents. It's the same sub-district as Amherst, Kearney, Catholic.
If you want to know what Mitchell's doing tonight, they're beating Wheatland 47-0 at halftime.
That's absolutely nothing compared to what they're going to see down the road, too.
Valentine still in a battle with O'Neill, 21-14. Eagles on top of the Badgers.
And it's a handoff up the middle, a late flag. There's going to be a holding call on the short run.
Hold or a face mask?
Couldn't tell. It was in the side of the pile. I think it was a hold just based on how the flag came out. But Shattering this season hosts Gothenburg on September 20th. Goes to Ogallala for the longest road trip of the season on the 27th. Hosts Chase County on October 4th. You're right, it was a face mask. So it'll be a 15-yard penalty. First down for Broken Bow. But after they host Chase County, they go on the road a couple of times, two of their shorter road trips of the season, two of their shorter road trips actually in the entire scheduling cycle. And because when they go to Alliance, who last year was 2-7, they're taking on Gordon Rushville right now. Also go to Class B Gearing, and that's a big game in terms of power points with Gearing being a Class B team, especially on the road. That's an extra 4 points in Shattern's pocket no matter what happens. And they finish off the season with Class C semifinalist Sydney. And then So Shattern's going to just let Broken Bow march down the field with a free 30 yards. Didn't see what happened. Really matter.
Your face mask tied together with a personal foul with a minute 17 left.
So they're going to move it to the 12-yard line. This is inconsequential at the end of the day right now where this game's at. It's a 20-point game, three possessions at this mark. It's a handoff up the middle. Shatter makes a tackle to 5-yard carry. Aiden Clark with the carry. Clock ticking. 1 minute to go. Well, Jeremy, we're starting to wrap up this first game. Got the Fit 7 post game show, of course, coming up next. Hope you and Dennis and Kathy are very pleased with the product you've seen tonight. We got a lot of work to do, but I can't wait to continue.
I hope the fans at home enjoyed it tonight, especially on an opening night victory. And here's to hoping Nebraska hangs half 100 tomorrow.
I'm disappointed that you're going to be up in Wyoming watching that game instead of hanging out with me.
In-laws, I tell you. It's a necessity you'll learn someday.
And that might be the game right there. It was a 2-yard carry for Clark to the left side. He got swallowed up. Clock under 40 seconds before the play clock started. Clock ticking.
Yeah, Broken Bow doesn't look like they're in a hurry. They're going to try to run one more play.
Yeah, Jeremy, this is an incredible birthday gift to me. As in 15 seconds, I get to finally say it for the first time this year. Broken Bow will come out of the huddle, 10 seconds to go. No whack. We'll go under center.
Just don't let them score, fellas.
I don't think they're going to run a play.
Nope, didn't
they? They are not going to do it, and the Shattered Cardinals are 1-0, 28-8, your final score. Quentin Bailey is him. Tobin Landon with an impressive night. And the Cardinals get to go to Valentine with a winning record.
Well, shall we chat in the post-game show?
I think let's do it, Brad. Let's get a break in before we go to the post-game show.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student-athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shattern, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, Not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Have you driven through Wallstrom Ford's lot and checked out all the new inventory? This is Caesar from Wallstrom Ford letting you know that we have several new vehicles in stock, including Super Duties and F-150s. Rebates are starting to come back around, so stop by and see what kind of deal we can put together for you. Not all buyers will qualify. See store for details. That's Wallstrom Ford, the Valley Store, East Highway 20 in Chadron, online at wallstromcars.com.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Arrow Building Center has over 100 Wadena entrance systems, one with your name on it. Wadena entrance systems are made in America, and their focus is on quality, performance, security, and selection. Wadena entry doors come in your choice of premium steel, fiberglass, or wood, built to withstand the weather and add to the personality of your home. Stop by Arrow Building Center and take a look for yourself. More styles, more colors, more designs from Wadena entry doors and Arrow Building Center. And don't forget, if you're not a do-it-yourself kind of person, Arrow can help you with installation. August is Wadena Door Systems at Arrow Building Center.
This is the Fit 7 post-game show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
We're back here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth for the Fit 7 post-game show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson hanging out. Here with you, 28-8 final score. The Chadron Cardinals move to 1-0. Valentine on the road next week. Broken Bow 0-1 with home game versus Ogallala.
Yeah, just a solid opening night. We kind of expected the script to flip a little bit. Broken Bow was the team that was touted coming in. And let's be honest, Chadron had some key pieces to replace.
Yeah, and a lot of big key pieces.
Yeah, just a lot of key pieces, and he wondered how things would fare, but they answered a lot of questions tonight. Now, can you sustain that through the course of a 9-game regular season? There will be tougher games out there down the road, I do believe. But this was a great first showing. Tobin Landon kind of got to knock any of the jitters off. Quinn Bailey, obviously, was able to you know, get things chugging. It really just kind of took over in the second half. Tobin wasn't in position to necessarily have to throw as much. The offensive line, the Wright brothers, you know, just a great effort from several pieces all across and just a great team victory tonight.
Chadron Cardinals tonight, 158 passing yards with the starting quarterback, Tobin Landon, getting all the throws. I expected to see Quinn Bailey throwing a little bit tonight. We didn't see one pass attempt from him. That added to the 189 rushing yards. And because of that, what happened was the couple of bad snaps and it gave Tobin Landon a negative total yards on the ground tonight. So you can't really look at that as really what happened. But the Chadron students now storm on the field to celebrate with their classmates with a 1-0 record. What a night tonight it was. Broken Bow with 4 first downs total tonight. Maybe 5 late in garbage time. They had a kick return to the house called back at the beginning of the game. And that really changed the landscape of this game right off the bat.
Yeah, it made you nervous when they returned that opening kick. You went, oh, is this going to set
And then they went three and out.
Yeah. So nice bounce back to recover early, and just a solid performance from Coach Sandstrom's squad tonight, top to bottom. Everybody that saw the field tonight put in incredible effort. They earned this victory, and on to Valentine, a team in Valentine that you're going to see a lot. That's all they want to do. They want to run the ball, run the clock, and we'll see a lot of the same next week.
So we talked about our service barbershop player of the game. We're going to give that out in the fourth quarter every single time, but I want to mention it again. Tobin Landon, my service barbershop player of the game, with an incredible effort for the Shattering Cardinals in his first start as quarterback for the Cardinals. 158 yards, 7 for 11 with a 75-yard touchdown pass to one of the Wright twins. Just an incredible night debut for the freshman, going to weapons on the outside that are both younger, but you still got that experience up front.
Absolutely. You saw him trust his receivers tonight.
Yes.
Did a good job for the most part. He had one underthrow that was picked. That was probably the oops of the night, but touchdown pass to Bryson was just a little touch pass over top. Just a nice job of placement, and just a solid night in his varsity debut. So
we'll go ahead and take a break. You're tuning in to the Fit 7 post-game show here on 610 AM KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches, or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
And welcome back to the Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. Post-game show. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson hanging out in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. So, scoring-wise tonight, it opened up with a Tobin Landon 75-yard touchdown pass to Bryson Wright, I beg your pardon. Two-point conversion was no good. That made it 8-0. Quinn Bailey marched it in for a 10-yard run in the second quarter. Two-point conversion was good. Make it 14-0 and made it 14-0 going into the halftime break. Quinn Bailey, once again, 39 yards. He is him call toward the end zone. Touchdown for Shattern, made it 22-0 after he marched in the two-point conversion. Then the one touchdown for Broken Bow. We'll get the first name for you here in a moment. It was Coy Warden with the 78-yard kick return touchdown. Two-point conversion for Broken Bow was good. That made it 22-8 as we went into the fourth quarter. Then Quinn Bailey put the icing on the cake, the whipped cream on the ice cream, the cherry on top, whatever you want to call it. He had a 4-yard run into the end zone to finish up scoring 28-8, which is our final score tonight.
Yeah, just again an overall solid win, and it's always good to start the season 1-0.
Shattern next up for them is Valentine. Broken Bow will host Ola here in a couple of weeks. Go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we'll give a couple scores from the area, give our predictions again for tomorrow, and then wrap it up here from Cardinal Field. You're tuning in to high school football on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
Welcome back to the Fit 7 postgame show. Chase Thompson, Jeremy Anderson here with you for one final time. 28-8, the final score. Look at scores across the region. Alliance is leading Gordon Rushell 8-7 at the half. I feel bad for everybody who's watching that game right now. Those are two teams that are going to struggle throughout the year, and they're apparently doing that right now. And I'm saying that even though my nephew is on Alliance, and I cannot wait to watch Shatter and play Alliance later this year. Right now it's looking like a big win for the Cardinals. Sorry, family who's listening. But looking at C1, Sydney's leading Cozad 22-13. That's late in the fourth quarter. Earlier tonight, this was a game I really wanted to keep an eye on. Gothenburg beat Ogallala 35-22. O'Neill's leading Valentine, driving late 28-20. That's late in the fourth quarter in O'Neill. You think about two teams that we saw tonight are familiar with in Douglas County West and Ashland Greenwood. They're actually opening up their season right now playing each other. Douglas County West is up 3-0 late. Ashland Greenwood has the ball with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Any other scores you want to mention, Jeremy?
Earlier, obviously, Hay Springs got the win over Paxton, 28-14 in the game we had on KBPY. And Sioux County got the win over Banner County.
Real quick,
52-6.
Sorry, there's a really surprising score that I just saw. Scotts Bluff is beating Grand Island Northwest 31-6 late.
Ooh.
And also Bennington's about to extend their winning streak again. This time over Waverly in a battle between the top two teams in Class B. Waverly was a team I thought would win Class B last year after I watched every single one of those teams run right through my York Dukes at the time. That Bennington program is just a machine right now.
Huskers tomorrow, 12:45 pregame, 1:30 kickoff from the Husker Sports Network on KCSR. Next Friday, Chase is down in Valentine, 6 o'clock kickoff, 5:30 pregame.
Yep, you are in Harrison for Sioux County. Who are they playing?
Layton?
2
o'clock kickoff.
Layton Warriors.
We're going to try 1:35 pregame next week.
We're still experimenting. I'll be there paying attention to see what's going on before I start getting things ready to go for my 2.5-hour drive to Valentine. On Tuesday night, we got Shattern softball. They host Scotts Bluff pregame at 5:50, 107.7 KBPY FM and ShatternRadio.com. Pay attention for the graphic Tuesday morning. That will have the correct pregame time for that game. Our first volleyball game is coming up in 2 weeks on September the 10th. Alliance is coming up to Chatterton. Take on Blakely Hoffman's Chatterton volleyball team. And I want to give her a shout-out real quick. That was impressive what they did last night sweeping Mitchell. So
yeah, pretty easy.
They're up in Rapid City tomorrow with the Rapid City Christian invite. Tomorrow, again, that starts at 9 o'clock. Husker football at 11 at 12:45. But our final score from Cardinal Field is 28-8 for Jeremy Anderson. Brad Moore back in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank Studios. I'm Chase Thompson saying so long from Cardinal Field. The Cardinals pulling off the win 28-8.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shagrad Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shagrad Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shagrad.com.
Dream on, dream on, mean old queen, meanest queen I've ever seen.
She was mean and she was lean, got her kicks at the guillotine. Had a castle on the hill, and it was haunted better still.
Haunted castle on the hill.
Bats and rats and black cats too lived there with this mean old shrew. She could make a witch's brew.
Dream on, mean old queen, meanest, leanest queen. queen I've seen.
And then one day a handsome prince came into her province. In his hand he firmly clasped a little slipper made of glass.
Little slipper made of glass.
On her throne the queen did sit. The prince shook a little bit. Said, I hope the thing don't fit.
Dream on, dream on, me no queen. Biggest feet I've ever seen.
Ooh. As away he rode his stud, he saw some footprints in the mud. They were small and they were neat, so he traced these little feet.
So he traced these little feet.
Right up to the castle wall, heard the cats begin to squall, and his flesh began to crawl.
Dream on, dream on, fairy prince, you'll go back if you got good sense.
Took a shot of had a call, and climbed right up that castle wall. As the prince broke through the tower, the mean old queen was taking a shower.
The mean old queen was taking a shower.
She was mean, but she was clean. Leanest, meanest queen I've seen. Mean old, lean old, clean old queen.
Dream on, dream on, mean old queen. Cleanest, meanest queen I've seen.
Was covered up with grit, but the little old slipper fit.
But the little old slipper fit.
Her clothes were torn and soiled with mud, but she looked good on the big white stud. He took her away from all of that crud.
Dream on, Cinderella, you have found yourself a fella.
If you like, I will explain. The mean old queen went down the drain.
She was clean.